Recorded live.
All you skinners, tell you what to do. When you slay the white, stop being out of you.
Yeah.
computer's having a nigger attack. Hold on. Let me turn this off. All right, I'm here. Welcome to the Aryan Advancement Alliance show. Who's California on the line?
Pastor Martin Livingston. I'm just sort of curious about what this show is about.
Pretty much whatever I feel like talking about, but this is like my fifth one. I only have four recorded. I usually do it with my friends, so I don't know how this is going to go.
This is Brian here. Now, are you like you know that guy? What's his name? Damon.
Damon.
Or maybe I'm getting you confused with the dude who did this other show, the Polar Bear Radio Show. I guess you're not him.
No, I've only been on mine and Wolf Wall Street's.
Okay. Yeah,
well,
so I guess you came from the, you came from the Wall Street kind of thing?
I hung up. Sort of like a dog, and left the chat. Now he may or may not be back. I don't know what the deal is. I was listening to the tard fight between Bitch Boobros and, Ed Shattering Clan of Mamsers, and then old Zog Pig Tom must have been out for getting a donut or essentially, sticking his whatever, Zog Piglet, Piggy Wiener in some nigger or something like that. He likes the bear and white people here, but in any case, he came back and just muted me like crazy. But I got to talk for about 5 or 10 minutes. Ed Shattering Clan of Mamsers, he's a total retard in the common law court bunch, and he has this Indian named Louis Supper, another. I had his name a bit here, and Louis is smarter than old Ed Shattering Clan of Mamsers. I guess old Joseph November, this Chicago Jew boy, got done talking about Atlantis or something like that. He was talking about Ezra, so he was talking about something else, and poor dumbass Ed, I guess, has no place else to go other than old Bitch Boobers' stupid show. So, in any case, no.
Where's Ed, where did Ed come from? He used to be on Eli James.
Yeah, he's sort of like Bitch Boobros here. I mean, Aryan Goddess is a nimbuster tard. You have this goofy bastard. I mean, it's a sort of critter. You just skin out, you know what I mean? And then it learned that essentially it's just a pussy whoop eunuch all together here. I mean, Uncle Tom Zog Pig, another Zog Pig pussy here, talked about how tough it was. It's not tough. I've never seen a tough pig. They all like running around and, beating up handcuffed prisoners. I mean, if I went ahead, if a pig went ahead and beat up a prisoner, what you do is you just put him on the wheel, him and his entire family, and just roll the wheel, and you get about 12, you get to break about 12 major bones, but you don't go for the skull first. And then if any of them survive, you just go up the pig line here, and that would end that shit real quick here. But, I was pretty well getting down on, a Butler's nephew and say, what the hell are you thinking about letting a fucking pig who's probably running down every single day to the Department of Homeland Security and telling on you. What the hell are you letting a pig in? So I went ahead and told that little story about me and Jim Floyd. Hell, Butler and the Britons. I mean, shoot. You know, they'd be like to kill one of their relatives. He turned out to be a damn pig. I mean, there's nothing good about pigs. I just skin every single damn last one of them out. I mean, they're just pieces of shit. But this bitch Buberos here, this Rich Uberos, another pussy whoop dolt running around on Stormfront. And David Duck and Don Black, well, hell, shit, the Jews went ahead, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they pulled a Brian Rio on them, essentially did terms of service, went bitching to the Europeans who owned the satellite, and so Holocaust denial was illegal, and they went ahead, just pulled the plug on Renz and the Duck and Don Black and the rest of them. It sounds right. I mean, shit, if you're going to be a censor, it's just a matter of time before you end up getting censored by Jews here. So there's really no dealing with them. But I call old bitch Buberos, I call him old pussy mouth because that's what he is. I mean, he's just a little whiny pussy. But he was, you know, you had a retard fight between, Ed the Chattering Clan of Mamzers here. You know, that idiot was yapping about, you remember that horoscope horseshit? You gotta go ahead and look and see whether he's a soldier or not. Well, that ain't how they did on the draft board. They would just simply put a date on a little air ball and they'd pick everybody who came in there. They didn't pay attention to, you're a Libra. That means you are not gonna be very good. Oh, you're a Capricorn. You need to be in the Army Finance Center. I mean, you know, this is just retarded shit. And, only silly women with nothing to do used to believe in these horoscopes. They were just simply an excuse to hook up, you know, back during what they called the mauve decade of 1890. But, Ed Chattering Clan of Mamzers, he gets in there and he's yapping the stupid shit. And I got to agree with old bitch Buberos. I mean, old bitch. At least said, well, what is all this stupid shit going to accomplish? And the answer is nothing here. I have been on these common law court things. I mean, once I was actually elected, citizen's grand jury foreman. And I listened to this sort of stupid shit, you know, that old Edward Lewis, you know, Lewis something or another here. They would argue. These tards would freaking argue. They'd have this hall rented for 3 hours, and they would yap for about 2 hours and a half, their stupid shit. And then, okay, we got to get this thing done. What are we going to do? I said, well, hey, it was these two chiropractors. They were being tried for not collecting sales tax on these herbal remedies. And so doesn't the revised statute in Missouri say is that if it's a service, you don't have to collect sales tax? You're providing a medical service. Essentially, you can't legally, even under their stupid law, be held for not collecting sales tax. This say is that, hey, you decline, you know, you're under this law, not this stupid shit you've been hearing for the last 2.5 hours. So pretty well, they said, well, maybe he's right. Yeah, we got to get this shit done. So we went ahead and pulled. We all ruled them not guilty and, oh, I had about 15 minutes. It didn't take very long once we got down to business. And a half hour later, they swooped down and threw the chiropractors in jail for 30 days or whatever. And, you know, it's like I've told these people. I mean, hell, they don't even obey their own damn bullshit. What makes you think you're going to obey? Listen to your silly shit. Now, some of their silly shit has, you know, makes sense. But, you know, about the only one they didn't mess with on this Missouri 20 was this old Marine who was, well, he was a psychopath. And the reason they didn't mess with him, they'd take his filings. They wouldn't do anything with him, but they'd take his filings. Yes, Mr. What's-His-Name. No, Mr. What's-His-Name. Three bags full, Mr. What's-His-Name, because he was a nut. You know, he was a nut, you know, an old nut with a lot of guns, and they were scared shitless that he'd kill them all. So he went ahead and he'd take their filings, and the rest of them, well, hey, they got, Missouri 20 of them initially because of these two pigs, like this Tom Bowie Zog pig, sneaking into the militia movement. And it was 20, and then it got whittled down to 13, you know, found guilty at the first trial, and then the foreman was a relative of the judge, so it had to be overturned. So then they had a second trial, and then, you know, seven of them got time served. So
weren't you in, Springfield the other day?
Like, yeah, I was in Springfield. I had to file a lawsuit against this piece of shit lawyer named Ron Mitchell. And what happens is I got out my humongous lawsuit against Brian Rio today. He went a motion for summary judgment, and on the
that's better. My computer just crashed. I don't know who that is. Who is that?
it's your show. Anything? It's your rule.
No, I didn't know what he was talking about because my computer just crashed. Is that your friend?
No, it's just old Lindstedt.
I don't know who that is.
Oh.
Was that the guy who was just on the last show?
Yeah, for a while, and then he kind of got shut out. Then there was this Ed guy who I thought was pretty cool at first. I think Tom met him through some show Ed does, and nothing against Ed, but he's kind of in, like, the patriotard way of thinking. So, no one's perfect. I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but...
I was in that chat for a long time, but I turned the sound off a long time ago. I just kept popping in the chat over and over again every once in a while to see what was going on. Just hearing the same shit over and over again. And that the communism and socialism stuff I heard is when I turned it off because I didn't know what they were talking about. Although I heard, I think it was you who was... talking about Obama or something.
Pretty much. Yeah, just like about, and you know how Hillary is running and all these. I guess she's like the main Democrat, you know, bitch. running, and there's a few Republican men who are running, like, and they're just jokes.
I like Hillary's logo. It's pretty sexy with those rainbow colors.
Oh, well, I actually hope she does win. I mean, I really don't care what anyone says. I mean, it's like, I actually hope she does win. And when Obama first won, I was, you know, I'm only 21 now, so I was kind of like, I was kind of just, like, learning all this shit, and when he won, I was just like, oh, you know, and nigger president and all that shit, and he's a socialist and all that. And then, like, the second time around when he got reelected, I still didn't vote. Like, I could have voted, but I didn't. But when he did get reelected around that time, I was like, oh, well, you know, it's just going to get more white people pissed off. And then this time around, you know, obviously he can't run for a third time. If he did, I'd probably want him to get reelected a third time. But I'd want Hillary to get in because I just think, you know, the way things are going, that it would be nice to have her get in and white people like get even more pissed about things.
Well, I personally think that would be horrible, but I think Obama kind of is a socialist. Like, our system is, we don't have a socialist system, but it's more, it's not free enterprise, it's more like capitalism / socialism. But I think that would be terrible if Hillary gets elected president.
Well, that's what I mean, it would be terrible, but, like, I kind of come from, even though I don't follow him anymore, but I used to follow, you know, Tom Metzger, right?
Yeah, Tom Metzger is one of the few people I have a lot of respect for, and if you would say the white nationalist movement, I think
one of his sayings is worse is better, you know, and I kind of, I still kind of follow that line is like, if he gets, I mean, if not Tom Metzger getting elected the president, that'd be something, but I'm saying if Hillary got elected, you know, that's worse is better, and that I just personally think that it would be better in the long run, because a lot of whites would just be like, you know, oh, well, first we had the nigger for 8 years, now we have this, you know, well,
yeah,
you know,
well,
Hillary,
I mean,
technically white. I mean, she it's questionable. She might have some Jewish ancestry, but she's a white woman. And I just really don't give a shit about stuff like that. I mean, honestly.
I guess if she gets elected, that's one step closer to when we'll have a transgender president.
Yeah, exactly. Like maybe a transgendered, you know, missing a foot and the pink mohawk or something.
Yeah, well, when political correctness got really bad, that was the Clinton administration, and a lot of that had to do with Hillary Clinton. And in my opinion, I think Hillary Clinton is pretty much a communist. So I don't think it's going to, I understand what you're saying, like, and what Metzger says with things are going to get a lot worse and before they get any better, but I don't think it's a good move. But,
well, how old are you, if I may ask?
I'm 26.
26?
Yeah.
I'm 21. I only have one sibling, my older brother. He's 25, but he's just a lost cause. He's pretty much a hippie, but yeah, I guess you're around his age, but I don't know. It's just all fucked up, but, you know, we're from the East Coast and we lived in California for a while, and then now we're back on the East Coast and he's going to go back to California, I think. He works at farms and stuff, like hippie farms, so...
Yeah, I'm on the East Coast. I live in Jersey.
Oh, yeah. I mean, before I left for California, I was in Hunterdon County. I don't know if you know where that is. It's kind of like central.
I've heard of it, yeah.
It's actually, you know, there's a lot of rich folks out there, like, most of my friends I had grown up around there were, you know, real rich and stuff like that. But, you know, now I'm in Long Island, actually, and it's different, like, because I was just in California, Southern California, for a good 5 years, I guess, and that was just, you know, Los Angeles County and shit like that, and San Diego County, and that was like... I don't know. It's just very different, you know. It's like one extreme to the other. I never lived like, you know, I never lived in the South or in the Midwest. It was always, you know, East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah, I was surprised that when Google released that graph of who types in nigger the most, that our area was the highest.
Say again.
Google just released a graph of the United States who searches the word nigger the most.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that, I was thinking at first the Midwest and the Northwest would be the highest, but they don't really have any out there, so that explains that. The reason I'm not talking that much is I'm trying to find something in this book I have on my lap.
But so you still live in Jersey?
Yeah.
Hmm.
South Jersey by Philly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I was actually born in Pennsylvania, but my parents are from Jersey. Pretty much everyone in my family, they were born and raised in Jersey, but I was born in Pennsylvania, and I don't know, it's sort of the same thing. I mean, like, I actually visited my grandmother recently, and for the second time, and because I was living in Cali for 5 years, so I visited her, you know, and it's my mom's mother, and I visited her over in East Brunswick, which is, it's pretty much, like, filled with Arabs and shit like that. And
where were
you
born in Pennsylvania?
Huh?
Where were you born in Pennsylvania?
I don't know the county, but Langhorne?
Yeah, I'm from Upper Darby.
I mean, I just remember it was like suburbs and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure it changed since then, but it was, you know, it was a nice place. And I saw my grandfather, he was in a nursing home and all that, like he had a stroke. And, but I guess the good news or the positive way of looking at it is, you know, he had a stroke and all that years ago, but he's actually in, like, he's in good spirits. Like, he just, you know, randomly, not like a retard, like, he actually knows what's going on. Like, if you ask him to spell, like, a word, you know, like, a long word, he could spell it out and shit like that. But he, when I saw him a few weeks ago, he was talking about, like, you know, Japanese fighter planes, you know. Which,
yeah.
It was kind of like at the same, it was kind of like, funny, but at the same time, like, kind of sad, because it's like, you know, this is what World War II did to our people, you know, our grandparents or whatever. I mean, at least he wasn't talking about Germans, he was just talking about the Japanese, like, oh, I'm fighting those, you know, he didn't say fuckers, but he's like, oh, the Japanese, you know, the planes were great. He was like, I'm gonna shoot them all down and stuff like that, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, are you on Stormfront?
No, I mean, I know of Stormfront and VNN. I almost joined, like, you know, I never joined either, but, you know, I had friends who were, I have a friend right now, he's actually, like, almost 50. He's probably, like, my best friend. He lives in Texas, but he was in VNN, but I never joined either, honestly. I just really never joined any forum like that.
Yeah, I post on Stormfront, and then I started a site a couple weeks ago. But somebody from Stormfront sent me this book that he wrote, Blue Communism, about it's a guy who escaped communism from Romania. Then he moved to America in, I think, 1973, and talks about the trends that are happening in America with communist-minded people hijacking terms like progressive and liberal. I just found this part in this book I thought was good. It says, there are two antagonistic sides inside this once great country. They are the right and the left. The right is a big, obese white man, and the left is a wretched, miserable, distorted, hateful, skin-and-bones creature, much like Gollum in that famous movie, Lord of the Rings. The two sides are in a tug-of-war over a big sack of money, which rightfully belongs to the obese white man on the right, who inherited that money from his father. Gollum, who is on the left, does not agree with that because he believes in sharing, which is more like grabbing, since he already received a good share from that bag. The reality is that Gollum wants it all. Gollum is made up on many different materials, has separate personalities, and is patched from many diverse colors. Being so complex a creature, one wonders what glue keeps him in one piece. The types of glue that hold him together are envy, hate, bitterness, and the great desire to take the big bag of money the fat white man is holding. While pretending that he doesn't care for money on the pretext of equality, Gollum grabs a hold of that big bag to which the obese white man is holding on with dear life. While Gollum screams that he wants to share the contents of the bag, he is pulling with all his might on the bag with one hand and scratching, slapping, and pinching with the other while spitting, biting, and cussing. Whenever he has the chance, the big obese white man on the right does nothing other than hold on to that bag with all his might, because the bag is his.
but he was educated and raised to be polite, nice, and not to be violent. It did cross his mind to slap the nasty and aggressive creature once in a while, but he is so fat and impotent by now, and the grabby creature on the left seems so starved without real strength that he assumes that eventually Golem will come to his senses. The obese fat white man believes that Golem will understand and come around to real sharing, meaning that sharing comes with responsibility. Then he will give up that nasty aggressiveness and everything will come to a peaceful end, but this is not the case. Golem wants it all, and no deal will be accepted.
Hmm.
It's a pretty good book.
What book is that?
Called The Blue Communism.
The Blue Communism?
I'm the first person to read it, so it's like, I don't think you can get it yet.
Hmm.
That guy only, this is the second book he wrote. He saw my site, and then I thought that, I thought it was going to be pretty shitty, but I read a lot of books, and then I got it, and it's a really good book. There's not really that many books that you can get to give an actual version of communism other than the Gulag Archipelago.
Well, I guess you went to high school out here in Jersey, right?
No, this guy, he's in his late 60s.
No, I mean you. When you went to high school, was it out here in Jersey?
I went to Jersey.
Yeah, freshman year I went to Jersey, and then beginning of sophomore year also. But when I moved to California, I went out there, and I was kind of listening to rap, kind of in the wigger phase, and. Oh man, it was just like a big eye opener because I went out there. I went from New Jersey high school. It was a blue ribbon high school, which was mostly white, and then I went to a California high school, which was very racially divided. It actually had like gates around it. I'm not even kidding about that. It was it had like the Hispanics and whites and then blacks, and it was just like divided, kind of like a prison. And it was pretty much like a prison in the sense that it was kind of gated in and stuff. And when I first went there, I didn't know, I kind of hung out with like a little bit of everyone. I guess there was a few blacks there, and well, they were more well-behaved than, say if they were in the East Coast, blacks out there, but it was just really, odd, and if you, try to, leave school, in the middle of the school day, you would literally, have to, break out of it, find a way how to break out of the school and, fool the security guards and shit over there, and I don't know, it was just a whole different world. It's like, night and day, and but yeah, it's California. I mean, before I went there, I thought, California, because I would see it on TV in the movies, I would just think California, it's just probably filled with surfer dudes and hot blonde girls, and yeah, they had some of that, but that was like a minority of what it really was. I mean, most of it was fucking Mexicans, and when I actually went there, and I was like, oh shit, I'm like, this is like Tijuana. It was a real rude awakening.
Yeah, I remember when I was a young kid thinking about California that way, nice looking blonde girls in bikinis, beaches and shit. But in reality, from what I understand, it's just tons of third worlders. You got where's that area that it's all the fags are from?
San Francisco. That's way up north.
I was
down south. I mean, I was a few miles away from the border, Los Angeles County was in San Diego, and California is actually a pretty big state, lengthwise, because the further north you go, is the more white it gets, and there's more. I guess the more north you go, and I mean, I went, like, to San Francisco on vacation with my family. I mean, I went on a lot of vacations with my family all over, but I never, like, actually went up there, or even Central California, like, on my own. Well, like, Southern California, yeah, it's just, like, pretty much Mexico. And
yeah, well, like, all these people who are moving to the Northwest right now and like, moving to, like, Kalispell and shit, I'm thinking these people are nuts, because I think that, I don't think it's going to happen. Like, I think that that America will balkanize, but I don't think it's going to be gradual. And, like, the whole Southwest is pretty much Mexican right now, and that's going to run right up into the Northwest eventually. Where the fuck are they going to go then, Canada? I'm talking about the white people.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, although I've never been to Oregon or Washington State, but especially Oregon, what's the capital of Oregon? Trying to think. I've never been there, but, you know, I knew a few people who went up there, and, like, a lot of people from California, they kind of spread out their tentacles there, and I lived in California, but I'm not a Californian, and they kind of bring all their, liberal shit, and, I mean, even now living in, out here in Long Island, like, I have a Californian, ID, identification card, and there's this, like, Arab guy or whatever down the street, and when I go down to the store, like, down the street to buy, beer or whatever, and he calls me Mr. California, and I'm like, I just let him call me that, and I'm like, whatever. But I'm like, I'm not really from California. It's just on my card, He's like, hey, Mr. California. I'm like, no, I'm not from here. I'm like, if anything, you should be there. It's like...
Yeah, right now, I think, like, if anybody was to move anywhere, the best place to move is Central America. That'll be the last place that's completely screwed, but you still have to deal with the attitudes there of, you can't really be openly racial in a lot of the white areas, because they think that, that all the jigs and shit are like lawyers and doctors that they've seen on TV, because they don't actually interact with them, so you can't really be openly racial or anything. But if you want to live in a white area, that's the best place to go right now.
When I lived in Jersey, I was actually friends with mostly whites, but they were like, wiggers, and I was kind of like in that whole like wigger phase, listening to hip hop and stuff. And I was good friends with two guys from Costa Rica, and one of them actually went down with him and his mom to Costa Rica for 2 weeks. It was like the only vacation I ever went, had that was without my parents, without being with my own family. And I'm not gonna lie, I had a great time down there, but it was just so weird, because like I went down there to Costa Rica and it wasn't like where you would go, where someone would go. Trying to think of the words to say, but like, like a tourist attraction. Like I just went down there in like a random, where they were kind of from, in like a kind of countryside, and all of these, Costa Ricans, these, spics. Yeah, I'm saying that in a nice way, but they never like met, an American or like a white guy like me. And this was years ago, like when I was maybe 14 or 15, and they didn't treat me bad or anything. They treated me good and stuff, but it was just weird. It was just like, I went down there in Costa Rica, and it's not the same as Mexico. Costa Rica you always hear people on, if you watch like TV, which probably a lot of our people don't even watch anymore, but it's just like a kind of a resort place, and it's a nice place to visit. But when I went down there and I met like the Costa Ricans, like the natives down there, they're just like, oh, Brian, you know, like they knew my name. They were just saying, oh, Brian, hey, you know, and they were like, oh, Costa Rica, you like it here? And shit like that. I'm like, yeah, I at the time, I mean, even if I went back, I was like, yeah, I did like it there because, I don't know, it was just fucking nice down there. It was, all of that, you know, the going down to the beaches and stuff like that. And, but then when I lived in California with the Mexicans, you know, they thought everything down there belonged to them. So they're like, oh, you know, white boy, you know, gringo, cracker. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, cause I expect it coming there, you know, cause I went to Costa Rica first on vacation and I'm like, you know, I got treated like a king pretty much. Then I go to California and they're calling me, you know, hey, white boy and all that shit. And I'm like, well, hey, what the fuck? You know, I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I'm like, it was just very, very weird. It's how I'd go to like one country, you know, pretty much the same as Mexico, except it was a lot better. And I get treated very well. And then I go to California and then these Mexicans are like, they just, you know, they just look at me and they're like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah. Do you read a lot of pro-white books?
Yeah, usually that's pretty much only the only stuff I read. Yeah.
Did you, read, Billy Roper's books? That Half in the Day trilogy?
Billy Roper's? No, I know he wrote, I know of his books, but I had never read them.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I got a really big library of books. I'd blew through them in like a week. And my favorite one, though, Hunter from William Pierce.
Yeah, I read Turner Diaries and Hunter years ago, actually, now, because I'm 21, so I think I read them when I was, like, 16, when I was, or maybe 17, when I was starting to, like, get into all this, so I think I ordered them from some, like, pro-white website, and, you know, a lot of them got shut down anyway, but I think I got them from there, and David Duke's My Awakening, I think I read that.
Yeah,
well, I know I read that.
I have that and Jewish Supremacism. I don't have Secret Behind Communism. And then I just got that Which Way Western Man book. I was looking for that for a while. Most places wanted like 200 plus bucks for it, but I got it for 40 bucks now.
Well, I mean, I know of that book because I think when the National Alliance thing was around, because when I lived in Cali, there was, I actually met up with a few people. I met up with them in San Diego, and this was like, you know, not long ago, but, I guess they were, you know, with the National Alliance, but they were kind of like against that Eric Leiby guy.
Yeah. Now, Will Williams is, in charge of the National Alliance, and then there's like that other faction with Robert Ransdale and stuff, but that was the best group there was, but now Williams is with that guy, Richard Strom, and that child porn thing kind of makes me not really want to support them. You probably know about that, right?
Yeah, I've heard about that, but it's just like when I lived in Cali, like I met a few of these people. I don't even really remember how I met up with them, but I did. You know, in San Diego, some dude picked me up. It was him and this other guy, and the guy who picked me up, he was like a Spaniard, like, you know, like a real person from Spain, like Spanish, not like a Mexican. And it was him and this other guy. They picked me up at my house, and then we went to a restaurant in San Diego, and we met with a whole bunch of other, not much other people, but I think there was, like, one woman there, and she was, like, Greek or something. And I don't know, like, they were all right, I guess, but and you know, they're sort of like National Alliance, but not really, you know what I mean? Like, I guess maybe they used to be, and they kind of broke off from it, and if like that, if you know, if the National Alliance was still around, that was probably like, I probably would have joined up with them, but there was really nothing to join up with. Because, you know, I never belonged to, like, a pro-white group. But if they were, like, you know, if that all thing was going, like, I would have joined up with them. It's just that they had nothing going there. But, you know, I think one of the guys, the Spanish guy, you know, he gave me some, like, trying to remember what it was. He just gave me a whole bunch of, like, you know, pamphlets and flyers and stuff, or stickers, I think, you know, and you know, they were cool people, but I remember in San Diego, like, I think we had lunch, it was just like any day in California, Southern California, down in San Diego, and there was this one guy there, and he was like maybe in his 50s, and just something about him really, like, just crept me out, because he was just... The other people were talking. Usually I'm a very talkative person, but I didn't know any of them, so I just kind of kept my mouth shut. And they were kind of asking him questions, and he was, like, saying how he lived in Venezuela and how he, like, traveled all around and just, like, moves from place to place. And that kind of, like, you know, put a red flag up for me. I'm like, where the fuck are these people from? I mean, they're just, something just seemed weird about it. You know, like, I could tell at least one of them in that group. It was like a group of maybe 8 or 9 people. I could tell that guy probably was like maybe ATF agent or something.
I'm
not like a paranoid type, but I could just really tell, like, something was wrong. Something was just weird. but still, for the most part, they were all right. And if, like, the National Alliance actually had, like, a structured organization, I probably would have joined up with them. But the thing is, they didn't, you know, and I don't think they really... I think the National Alliance died with William Luther Pierce when he died, you know, from what I heard.
When I talk about the National Alliance, I'm just talking about all the things that he achieved. But, I wouldn't have joined it under anybody else. But, that's really the problem that we have right now is no leadership. Like, we can talk all we want in the different radio shows. Everybody can do the different radio shows. Everybody can go and do whatever. But, yeah, we really just don't have a leader. Like, that was pretty much the furthest that any pro-white group really went was everything that Dr. Pierce did.
Yeah, and when I moved to California, of course, that's when I was starting to wake up, because I went to these, you know, I attended a multiracial high school and stuff like that. And I guess it sort of, for me, it kind of started with listening to, David Duke videos. And then after him, I think I started listening to the Dr., you know, William Luther Pierce videos. And then I kind of went from there. I think after that, I found Metzger, and I actually, you know, subscribed to his shows for a while when I was, like, trying to think, maybe 17, you know, through email. And you have to pay, like, $20 a month for that, too. But, but still, I mean, Metzger, you know, I like him a lot. It's just, it's kind of a shame that he has to, that... You know, if you want to listen to his recent shit, you kind of have to pay $20 a month. But still, I mean...
Yeah, I agree with, like, 90% of what Metzger says, but I never bought a membership from him. Sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably... I guess it was sort of worth it, but at the same time, it's like... I don't know. It's, like, you know, he's an older guy. He's, like... I guess he's like fucking in his 70s now, but still, like, he's probably one of the only guys in the movement who could actually, like, make me laugh. I don't know. It's kind of hard to describe. He's just funny. Like, just the shit he says, it's just funny. But,
yeah, he's pretty funny. Well, sometimes when I'm at work, if I don't have anything to do, I'll go to his site and then turn on the streaming thing, and if it's something I didn't hear, I'll listen to it, some of his old shit.
Yeah, recently he, on his site, and, you know, theresist.com, he has, like, a streaming thing people could listen to. I think it's most of it is recent, which is kind of cool, so.
Yeah.
But how about you? Like, how do you kind of, like, get into all of it, all of this?
I don't know. Like, I think my whole life I've always felt like I was pretty racially conscious. And then, when I was going to school, I never really tried much in school, and I'm glad I didn't, because I didn't get all the indoctrination. And then after school, that's when I started reading a lot. And then I pretty much educated myself on history and everything. So I just kind of always felt the same. I mean, it wasn't really like a gradual thing for me. I think it's completely natural to be racially conscious. It's just you get so indoctrinated by all the, like, multiculturalism and all this bullshit, and everything on TV and everything, and I'm just glad I wasn't really subject to too much of that.
Yeah.
Now I pretty much just, I listen to Stormfront, like, the radio show when I'm at work, and then, that's about it. I would listen to Tom Metzger but yeah, I don't know. I never really thought about buying a membership from him. And then I just discovered this site because I saw somehow I got from Tom Metzger to Wolf Wall Street, and then I started listening to him. I thought he said some pretty funny things, and signed up on this site.
Yeah, same with me. I think that's how I got with TalkShoe also. It's like from Tom Metzger to Wolf Wall Street, and then I kind of, you know, met other people. I think I'm not totally sure, but, like, the show before this with, what's his name, with Tom Bowie and that Rich Ouroboros guy, you know, they're older guys, but, you know, I consider them, you know, friends in a way. It's, well, I don't know, it's kind of hard to consider someone friends you never met, but I don't know. They always treated me with respect, and they seem like pretty nice dudes, you know, older guys. But yeah, I kind of figured out that there was all these other pro-white, you know, shows and talk show, and kind of went from there for me personally. And
yeah, I was surprised when I saw that. When I saw how many, I've seen some. Couple of the NSM ones. I don't like NSM at all. But I seen that and the show that was just playing earlier and a couple others. And I listened to a couple of the Might is Right ones. I forget how I got. I guess I got to that through talk show. I can't remember.
Yeah. I don't know if they do as much now, but the Might is Right shows. I mean, they're okay. It's, I mean, you know, they're all right. It's just I kind of try to listen to a little bit of everything, I guess. I mean, I'm not really even like CI shows. I guess not really like William Fink or whatever. But I guess the main guy who I listen to is Christian Identity. Is this Wickstrom guy? James Wickstrom.
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with Christian Identity at all.
Well, he usually has this guy on, you know, every once in a while, this Pastor Bob or whatever, and I don't know, they just, it's like an hour show, and they just kind of talk about, like, you know, how Jews are, like, you know, deserve to die and stuff, and in the religious sense, and, like, that's their own religious belief, and I'm not CI myself or, you know, Christian. I wasn't even raised Christian, I mean, or any of that. But, you know, I think it's interesting to listen to. It's like, you know, it's not, doesn't hurt me.
Did you read Matt Hale's book?
The latest one?
Yeah, Ending White Slavery.
No, but I plan to get it, though. I mean, you know, because both of my parents, they have those, what do you call it, the Kindles?
Yeah.
So I might, like, you know, I've been planning to tell them to, like, you know, download the book for themselves, you know. And, you know, they don't really know much as we do, but, especially my dad, I'd be like, hey, Dad, you know, you should download this book or whatever, but... I don't have a Kindle. I don't read, like, through that shit. But, yeah, I might get it, on Amazon.
Yeah, I don't have a Kindle either. I have to read a real physical book. But I was really surprised how good that book was. I like the STEM class and creativity books, but I wasn't really expecting much out of Matt Hale. But it was a pretty good book. Put a review on my site, and I got a lot of, like, white nationalist book reviews on there.
I guess he's been in prison for, what, 12, 13 years or something?
Yeah, I think it was, like, 2003.
Yeah.
I think so, anyway. Yeah, I was thinking, shit, he's been there long enough to write a book.
I'm just kind of surprised, in general, that he could write one and it, like, could come out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he wrote something about 9/11, but I never read it, and I really didn't think it was going to be a good book, but I was really impressed. It was only like 200 pages, though. And I found out about it like a week after it came out. Somebody was talking about it on Stormfront, and then this guy was saying that. Like saying something like he thought they were going to sell like 10,000 books. And I said, I don't even think they're going to sell 500. They probably have it, like, maybe they maybe sold about 200.
Yeah.
I can't see a lot of people reading that.
Unfortunately, it doesn't make as much, you know, publicity as we would want it to.
Probably half the people that consider themselves creators probably haven't even read it.
Oh, yeah.
Have you read the creativity books?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I think everybody should have Nature's Eternal Religion and White Man's Bible. I have Salubrious Living, too, but I don't really like that. But,
that's the one I didn't read, actually. I mean, you know, but, you know, in my house, I'm just looking right now in this room I'm in. There's a whole bunch of books, but, you know, most of it's just bullshit my parents read or they used to read because, you know, they have their digital things right now, like, but there's like this, you know, shelf or whatever, in my house, I think in my living room, and, you know, cause I come from like a Catholic Protestant family, you know, and there's just like family Bibles and like little notes and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know, and I was thinking to myself, like when I saw my grandmother recently, she even said like, what am I going to do with all this shit when I die? And I was thinking, I'm like, oh, shit, I don't know. I'm like, what are we going to do? What am I going to do with all this shit when I die with my parents leaving me thousands of worthless books, probably most of them written by Jews anyway? It's like, yeah, well, I guess I could sell them, or I don't know. I'd probably rather just burn them.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, when I saw my grandma recently, when she was talking about foreigners, and, well, you know, to her, she's, if you're white and you live in America, you're an American. Like, that's her thing. If you're non-white and you live in America, you're a foreigner, even if you were born here. I don't know. I guess she considers blacks Americans if they don't have the accent, like a, you know, Mujabi or whatever the fuck accent. But she was, it was really weird because, like, she even said, like, in front of me, she was like, maybe we just, you know, she was like, maybe white people are going to have to go back to Europe. And I'm just like, holy shit, my grandmother just said that.
Yeah.
It just, like, kind of freaked me out. I'm like, you know, because I never heard her say, you know, her say that before. I'm like, wow, it's like, that's, and she's, like, in her 80s. She's actually in good shape. She still drives around. She never smoked or drank, so she's in, like, real good shape physically. But I'm like, holy shit, like, if my grandmother, like, of 80-something years old is saying that, you know, white people should maybe think about going back to Europe. I'm like, well, maybe there's some truth to that. I don't know. And, yeah, I don't even know, because I lived in Cali. I lived in Jersey and Pennsylvania. Now I'm in New York. I really don't even know where the fuck I even want to live. It's, like, very, it's kind of, like, saddening and confusing. I mean, because even if a lot of us went back to Europe, it's like, look at Europe, it's fucking filled with Arabs and shit, you know? You there? Hello. I don't know if I'm off the line. Gotta log back into my computer. Well, anyway, if I'm on the line, I'm just going to log back in. Stucky. Oh, fuck. Sticky must have a beaner phone like Martin. Let me see. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, here's a thing, if anyone can hear me, probably talking to myself. the thing I have for my wallpaper on my laptop, or as I call it, my craptop. race traitors. Those guilty of fraternizing socially or sexually with blacks now stand warned that their identities are being cataloged. The country is in the second revolution, which will restore complete authority into the hands of those people of European ancestry. Those persons of alien race will be deported to Asia or Africa. White persons consorting with blacks will be dealt with according to the miscegenation section of the Revolutionary Ethic. 1. Miscegenation is race treason. 2. Race treason is a capital offense. 3. It will be punishable by death, by automatic hanging. 3. It will be punished by death, automatic, by public hanging. Negroes involved in miscegenation will be shot as they are apprehended. And I'm not laughing because, like, oh, that's a funny joke to me. It's just, that should be the way of the law, you know, in my eyes, but it's just something I downloaded a few hours ago. And all the niggas will be like, shit, what'd I do? Well, I guess some people are thinking that there's going to be a chimp out tonight and not Baltimore again. Who knows? Hopefully. I mean, disappointed that the chimp outs after that one night when they burned shit down in Baltimore and just kind of... Hello?
Hey, Brent, can you hear me?
Hey.
That's Rich.
Yeah, hey, Rich.
Just thought I'd keep you company here.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was off my computer. I don't know what really happened there.
Yeah. I don't know either. Looks like our host kind of went by the wayside. If he's going to come back or not?
Yeah, maybe he got tired of me talking. I don't know.
No, I doubt that's the case. You're doing a good job here. So what were you talking about? The big chimp out there in where was it? Maryland?
Yeah, in Baltimore.
Yeah.
No, I was just hoping, like, when they had that whole huge thing going on, I was, you know, maybe I'm still infected with the Tom Metzger viruses or something, but... I was kind of, you know, after that first night, I was like, okay, cool, they're burning shit down and stuff like that, and I was hoping they would keep kind of doing that, but I guess in a way they are, because it spread to, like, all these other major cities, like in New York City out here. I think 100 people got arrested the other night, you know, for blocking traffic and stupid shit like that.
Oh,
man, like in the nigger mind, they're like, oh, man, one of our brothers, he got killed down in Baltimore, so we're going to block traffic and shit.
Well, you know, I think that they're kind of waking up, too. Did you see that one big old mama run up there and start slapping the crap out of her kid? she told if you stay away from that mess, you're going to get your ass shot. And he decided to go ahead and go. She heard about it. I thought that was kind of funny. That was on YouTube there. Yeah, she spotted him, and he had a hood on, you know, but she recognized the pants he was wearing or something. Yeah, she went running out there. Here he is trying to be the big old Black Panther bad boy. Mama comes running up and starts slapping him.
She's a black mama bear.
That was pretty funny.
Hello, old pussy mouth, bitch boober.
Oh, my God.
Yes, my God. You son of old faggot. I'm on the air. You can't do that, you stupid old cocksucker. I love it. I love it when sperm farts.
Why? You know, why don't you go fry the rest of your brain cells, you idiot?
No, pussy man. You know? I will.
Get up on that crack pipe now.
I get to make you eat your spawn nuts. You know? You're a big old cowardly cocksucker here. What's your real name? You cowardly cocksucker. What's your real name?
You ain't gonna give me your own name.
I know, because you're a cowardly faggot. You run around and you talk shit.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it
because the Jew owns your ass. You're working for the Jew, you rat fuck. You know it and I know it. You're a fucking rat.
I'm Pig Molly. You're just going ahead and kiss that Marusi pig who took over Nestor's.
You ever hear a rat squeak like this before?
Snack, you big faggot.
Rats? On, you ever hear a rat squeak like this? You're just a rat. You're just a rat. Had too many people know it now.
You're the one who's the rat. You're going to ask about the pig. Good Lord, you old cocksucker.
I never boogered any little boys in my life, and especially my own family. I never boogered no boys at all. What about you? Come on now. What about you?
Cocksucker. I'm when it's time to make you eat. You old faggot. Come on, you old poop faggot.
Can you...
What is your real name? You'll be pissed in the morning when I find it out. I will go ahead and put it up, and then everybody will know what a faggot you are. You'll be just like old Brian Reel. Why, he was so tough. He was so tough until I found out his real name, and he wasn't white. And then all of a sudden, he's white like a pussy. Oh, Martin's so mean to me. No. All you faggots, like sperm fart. You know, Tom Nestor, he went ahead.
Yeah, I don't need pricks like you calling my boss. I don't need you Jew fucking Antifas calling my employer. Did you hear me, prick? Did you hear what I said? I don't need you Jew fucking Antifas calling my boss.
Pussy
so
mouth,
fuck you.
Pussy mouth cocksucker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, show us how profane you are. Show us how many bad words you can fucking yap.
You're about
as dangerous as a bad fart. You smell probably the same way. Oh, yeah, I know. You so bad. You so bad, ain't you?
You don't even know your name. You be the bad mofo, right?
You be the bad mofo.
Coming out just by the way you talk.
Bro.
Now, look, Fussy Mouth, you and Uncle Tom Zogpig are pretty well finished in the battle movement. Think of it here. Who is going to talk to an admitted pig. I mean, shoot, anybody who has any fucking brains wouldn't talk to a pig, a known pig.
Well, yeah, you get another deferment off of the mental health care. See if you can get the right judge this time to send you someplace where people know how to deal with you, sorry. Pervert fucking boy molesting ass. You know?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, see, yeah.
Hey, someone like you, I bet you squeals every time. Oh, please don't make me eat my spawn's nuts, even though I called you a child molester, and even though you need to die, because a piece of shit like you supports the government here and going ahead and steal my grandchildren. No, a piece of shit like you is better dead. 90% of you pieces of shit need to die, and that's what's going to happen in the Great Tribulation.
Well, you got to do something about it, then.
Well, I ain't going to do anything about it now at all. I'm just simply.
Right, you're just impressing the hell out of everybody here, ain't you? You're just impressing the hell out of everybody with your knowledge. Come on, talk the talk now. Whip that boobonics out.
I'm talking.
Boom, boom.
Is that right, pussy mouth? Is that right, pussy mouth? Look,
come on!
All
man.
These here little tards playing about how tough.
Come on now, let's have it. Nobody's afraid of me anymore. Why ain't nobody afraid of me no more?
Afraid of me or not here. You won't give me your
answer. Oh, yeah. You're just a fucking bully. You're just a big, talking, big old fat piece of shit.
You know my name,
bully.
Come on, pussy mouth. You know my name.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Yeah, you get a little boy down, you big man, ain't you?
You get a boy down, you big man, ain't you? Oh,
huh?
Hell.
Oh, yeah.
I will have fun.
Yeah.
Making you eat your spawn's nuts, pussy mouth.
Please squat. Please stop scaring me. Oh, you big bad man. You're scaring me so bad.
I don't know. That's probably what the nigger crack that you're eating says. Yeah. Look, all you little critters here. You don't have anything to say. You just play.
I bet you like tormenting them little critters, don't you? I bet you do a real good job with that. Anything that you can get down and torment. That's on your record. That's on your record, you piece of crap. Yeah. Yeah, would you start out pulling the wings out of flies and work your way up from there or what?
Sounds like you are talking about your own personal behavior. Why torture flies here when there's worthless piece of shit wiggers to skin out? Big case, bitch. I mean, I figured out why poor dumbass old Sticky, probably his little cell phone, isn't working right now. So, hey, I got on, and here you are telling poor old Fire Island.
Is there anybody out there that listens to your shit anymore? I mean, do you have any credibility left anywhere?
Hey, Rich.
Huh?
Hey, look. If this is the kind of intelligence we have to deal with, this kind of guy right here, this white movement, we ain't got a problem. Let me tell you.
Intelligence.
Yeah.
Intelligence.
Right.
What the hell
is that? If this is the kind of intelligence we have to deal with these people, then we ain't got a problem.
This little critter tormenting boy booger and piece of crap.
Oh, you are such a clever critter. You'll squeal.
You know, you might have had some cred at one time, but you would have spent all that.
You'll whine like a pussy here.
I was just having a conversation with Rich, and then fucking Morty Chomo comes out of nowhere. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, that's what he's doing
really.
For the Jew. That's what he does for the Jew. He gets in here and scrapes as much crap as he can.
Morning, Jello.
Just give him an earful. Tell him what a fucking useless, do-nothing, fucking dud he really is.
You can call Tom and Rich old and all that shit you want. You're just as old as them, dude.
And you probably won't live to be very old because, hell, you'll be...
Yeah. Talk the talk, you big talking piece of shit. He's gonna live to be 100 years old.
How brave you are. And then when it comes down to it, you know my name. You went ahead and put my YouTube channel up. You know my name. Come on,
You could have kept your mouth shut.
Tell me your name.
You might have learned something accidentally.
Tell me your name, bitch. Come on, bitch.
If you ain't running that big fucking yap, you ain't thinking, are you?
Tell me, bitch, and when I find it out...
He's one of them guys that say, "Hey, Leroy, you know what's now wheelbarrow? You know you don't know nothing about machinery."
Oh, yeah.
He's one of them kind. Sounds like old Ed Shattering Clan of Mamsers has heard that before.
It's a fucking Jew tool talking right there.
Yeah.
He gets right to whatever white man breaks it up.
He's a real prize to America. His butt needs to be put on a rocket and sent out into space forever.
Why the fuck did you call into this show anyway?
He needs to show his sorry ass up and some legitimate brothers around.
Yeah. He needs to tell his story walking, is what he needs to do.
That boy should leave bootprints on places he didn't know he had.
Change rocks in his diaper. She's getting diaper rash, man.
He's an example of his kind, see? And that's why I say we don't have nothing to worry about.
Did this asshole ever have any credibility at all?
And you're lucky that the biker, whatever the fuck his name is, John, you know, who I actually used to have respect for, how he still follows you, man. It's like, you know, he's going to fucking wake up to your bullshit one day soon enough and be like, hey, what the fuck?
One of us white men gets a hold of him, he's going to wish he kept his mouth shut, I'll tell you that right now.
Who are you yapping about Fire Island, Brian?
Huh?
Who are you yapping about Fire Island, Brian?
You, I'm saying, you know, well, why does that John follow you? You know, I don't get it.
John who?
The biker John from the ANSSMC.
Biker John. He wants. And the sadistic fools, they want to claim to be Aryan nations and more so let's kick them out.
You're talking shit about him, but yet he still follows you. I mean,
I'm not talking shit about SS John. I was just simply explaining to him that you don't let known pigs into your motorcycle club or anything like that. You don't have them around.
Even if Tom Bowie was a cop, you know.
I don't know what the hell you...
No, but seriously, if Tom Bowie's a cop, even if he was, I'd want info on that.
I have to laugh that the Southern Poverty Law Center...
I don't even care if Bowie used to be a cop. Who gives a shit? I had a cop, you know, when I used to smoke weed down in New Jersey with my Wigger friends, I had a fucking cop who didn't do shit to me. He let me go, you know. Maybe Bowie would be the same cop and say, "Hey, Brian, you're allowed to go."
Well, yeah.
Some Zogbot pig, you know. Yeah, Bowie's going to lock me up. Okay.
What I'd like to know is, what is his point? That's my question.
Well, I'll tell you in a nutshell what his point is. You know, you and I don't quite agree on a lot of things, you know, but you can present your point and I can present my point and we can just kind of let it go at that.
Right.
But this rat...
We're still brothers. That's the most important thing.
This rat is working for the Jew, and these guys that go rat like him, they have to. He got to go out and break up every white meeting he can get his face into.
Is he white?
Did you watch his YouTube?
No, I haven't looked at it yet.
I guess he's white. you want to call that white, but, you know, these guys all roll the same way. They get down, they get in the joint, they get their asses in serious trouble, right? Okay. Right. Now, they get a choice put to them. They can get deferred to mental health, or they can, get maybe parole, or early parole, you know. They can get all this stuff, but in order to do that, you know, they got to turn rap. And then they have to get some ass,
don't they?
They go out and, if they get you to do something illegal, that's probably some kind of bonus points.
Right.
But mostly it's just to be a pain in the ass disruption like he's being. If he was honestly involved, you know, he wouldn't act like this. I mean, you'd have to have a degree in social psych to come up with that conclusion, you know.
Well, I tell you what, if he's a white boy, he's gonna be the number one target for all the white folks whenever we get back into power, and we will. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. We will, and he's going to be number one on our list. He just doesn't know it, but there's people that's taking names.
Well, I'll tell you right now, he's suicidal. He would be his happiest if somebody come up and put him out of his own misery.
Probably.
So the worst thing that happened to him, you know, he just keep running.
Well, I'll accommodate whenever he's ready.
Yeah, well.
And all I hear from him, Tom Bowie's a cop. Well, shit, I mean, you know, is he a cop today? Shit, even if he was a cop today, I really, you know, I don't know. This is all bullshit.
What relevance does that have anyway? I don't see any relevance in that.
Well, Brian, you're going to run into a lot of this. Tell you right now.
A lot of it, a whole bunch of it, because we're under attack.
That's right.
Well, all I was trying to do is talk to you, Rich, and then this shit came up because Sticky isn't even running his own show. It looks like he bailed out. I'm not blaming him. He probably fell asleep. But
well, look at him here. I mean, he had to drop out. He's probably back there, you know, sucking another pipe full of courage up so he can call back in and try to say something intelligent, which, you know, we know he won't. But if he can't say anything intelligent, then he'll come up with all these slurs, these made-up words that he comes up with, this delusional whatever it is that he's doing, you know. So
you know, him being white, that sure doesn't say a whole lot of good for our white race if we've got people like him that are white that act like him. I mean, I'm telling you, we've got our work cut out for us.
I'm here to say that sometime in his life he may have been legit. He may have been sincerely interested and involved, but he got up to that point where his manhood was put to the test, and I'm sorry to say, this is the result.
Well, you know what happened.
Oh, it looks like he's back.
Yeah, I'm back.
What do you want to say for yourself, Pastor? Pastor Potty Mouse?
Well, I mean, what I've done is that essentially this, what?
You must have been brought up with a bunch of niggers.
The sticky. Oh, no, you are a bunch of niggers, but anyway, the sticky seems to have worked.
Oh, yeah.
Niggers.
He can't even tell the difference anymore.
What I am is I go ahead and I essentially have about as free a mic as you turds do. I find it funny that the Southern Poverty Law Center kicked off old Sperm Fart, kicked off old Milton Munster Don Black and the rest, and they'll be whining and pussies already bitching about censorship and the rest here. You know, the truth of the matter is, when people find out...
What the hell are you talking about?
You're run off. I'm talking to somebody else besides you three monkeys here, okay?
Nobody kicked me off of anything.
No.
You better hit that pipe again, dude. You're having the wrong delusions here.
No, bitch boo bros. I mean, Ed, Shattering Clan of Mamsers here. He runs around, he gets on other people's retard show. He has his own retard show, don't you, Chattering Ed, but nobody goes to it, do they?
Bullshit.
How many people do show you to your show, Chattering Ed?
A lot of folks.
Every goddamn show around on TalkShoe now is infected by your shit.
Well, the other day, this moron was bragging to me about his numbers. So I get on his show, and I just sit there and watch. And everybody in there hates his guts.
I'm not a whining pussy like you. I don't have to mute anybody. If you weren't, you wouldn't be on the show to begin with. I have a policy is that I look forward to making you eat your own nuts and that of your sponsor. Oh, I mean, why in the hell should pieces of shit like you who go ahead and justify especially Zog Pigs destroying my family. You talk big shit about looking after my family.
We had nothing to do with your family and all that.
You don't give a shit. No. I don't think any of these things is really what.
What of your family?
You talk big shit. I mean, essentially the world will only get better when your kind are gone. But anyway, as far as letting people on your show, I don't censor anybody. Yo, this guy didn't censor anybody, and I was able to go ahead and
You don't off. Censor anyone you, because you no one actually even fucking follows you. Everyone just makes fun of you. You're a joke.
Well, how do you know that? Because I've been in your chat rooms before.
Besides Mona Montgomery.
Oh, man, you're a mongrel yourself.
Yeah, I did call in. I tried to be nice to you. I'm a nice person. You're a joke.
You're a confused.
You're a fucking joke. You're a clown.
I'm a mongrel now.
I used to be 100% Aryan, and now I'm a mongrel because you don't like me anymore.
You're essentially a mongrel Polak. You hung around with a Croat, which is a Turk, Greekling.
What the fuck are you talking about, Croat?
You're just another mongrel.
What do you teach of value? Do you teach anything of value on your program?
No, I don't teach the stupid, common law court crap that nobody else can agree with you either. I mean, I've seen your kind of retard running around. Yap.
I've seen you come and go, right? You're better than all of us. You're the supreme Morty Chovo.
Hang on a minute. I didn't ask you what I do. I said, what do you teach? Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody gives a shit what you do. You were such a
bro.
Was making fun of a tard like you.
I'm asking you, what do you teach of value that's valuable?
Nothing to out-of-painted mongrels like yourself. Nothing of value.
You're so pure with your fucking half beard.
Well, you know what I look like. You're ignoring the question.
You look like an Ashkenazi.
Which
monkey is asking the question now?
I'm asking the question. I ask you, what of value do you teach on your program? Anything?
I preach dual feed line Christian identity. You're a two seed liner?
You've got to be kidding me. You're a two seed liner.
You asked the question. You got an answer. You're an out-painted Mongol tard who runs around yaps, this common law court shit. Nobody who has any sense who wants to stay out of jail listens to you.
I'm a two-seat liner, and you sure don't sound like no two-seat liner I've ever heard.
No. Come on, retard. I mean, what the hell is your real name? And if I heard it, you, I'll tell you about it.
You know my real name. I just got through telling you my real name.
What is your real
name?
Yeah,
I thought you knew all about Ed. You were saying you knew all about Ed.
What is your real name?
I ought to know my name.
Well, no. Don't say it. I ought to know your name. I asked you what's your name. You said that you told me what my name was.
If you've ever been to my program, you know what my name is. You got my phone number.
Well, man, tell me your fucking name and quit yapping about how you told me your name. Just tell it to me.
I'm not going to tell you shit. If you don't know it, tell me your name.
It's none of your business. I don't tell people.
Oh, we got Tom Bowie in the call. You better be afraid, Martin.
Why?
Because we got Tom Bowie, nigga.
He's just a zombie.
Go get him, Tom.
Tidewater Fried Dog.
You love to hate on Tom Bowie.
Everyone, shut the fuck up, listen to Bowie.
I just called in to listen on the phone because I had to take my little doggy out for a lynch stat.
Is that right? God, what a smart pig you are.
Oh, Tom Bowie's a pig.
Well, he meant to be a pig.
He's still better than you.
He is a pig. That's why.
Even if he was a member of SWAT or the FBI, he's still better than your fucking ass.
Why? Only to Mongols. Mongols love FBI.
IQ is higher for one.
Wickstrom was saved by the FBI.
Second, he doesn't have a 600-pound wife that he changes shit diapers from.
Well, that's not exactly true, but I mean, when you reach 600 pounds here. I don't have any trouble changing your diaper, on an island, Brian. In case, I really think you would be an awesome guy if you just knew the real shit, but you actually get off on fighting with people.
You don't get any pussy, but you actually get off on fighting with people. It's probably what gets you hard. I don't even know if you do get hard anymore, but it seems fighting.
I do like fighting with you Mamza and Mongol retards, yeah.
Well, I don't like fighting with people because that's just not my nature. I'd rather put all that fighting in a woman.
You're a pussy. It's not your name. You're not as big a pussy as Bitch Boobros, but you are a pussy.
I'd rather fight on my show by accident.
Hey, I don't think he's
I wanted a clear line of stalking. Nothing is an accident.
Nothing is an accident with a dog pig.
And so there won't be too many questions should you show up on my doorstep and have to be carted away.
That's right.
Why would I show up on your doorstep? I mean, hell, I'm not going down to the Department of Dogland Insecurity every 5 minutes.
We got
to
put Morty in one of those vans where they put Freddie Gray, one of those, the fun buses, those little vans, you know?
Hey, I'll tell you what. All right, you going to the MC's rally?
What?
You going to the rally?
No, I don't go to rallies.
It's not the rally. Are you going to the rally?
You got to be there with all your SSMC, MC drunk armor.
Are you going to the rally, bitch? Yes or no?
I would if I was in the area.
Well, okay, that's fine. I mean, hell, they probably could use some more catamites. I mean, I was asking the bitch who was going to the rally.
What the fuck is a catamite?
Am I part feline?
I just want to see you show up in the clubhouse and start talking this shit.
No, I don't. You got the balls for that? I'm just simply roasting you tonight, Marty. Hey, bitch, are you going to go to the rally? Yes or no?
If I did, I would not be talking a bunch of shit like you. Look, bitch, because I don't talk shit like you.
You're not going to fight with people like me. You're a pussy. You're not going to fight with people like me.
People
you're, not even, you're not going to even go ahead and tell me your name.
Would you physically even fight anyone, man? I mean, you're like fucking, you're in your like 50s or 60s, you're fat as fuck, you have a half beard. Would you actually fight anyone in real life? I doubt it.
Oh, I'm going to fight a few people in real life. But anyway, you know, look, man,
you wouldn't fight me, man.
You're not going to shut up.
I'd kick your fucking ass.
You're not going to shut up.
No, well, it looks like, you know, for just one, it was niggers fun, and we have three niggers.
Yeah, yeah.
But any case, your fucking little nimbards making cartoons about Bowie and Rich roasting them?
We're going to roast you, boy.
We're going to roast you like a nigga. Are you going to go to the motorcycle club rally, bitch? Yes or no?
What is that? What is that club? What is that? I don't know nothing about that.
Why are you not,
you know, chattering? So are you going to leave Missouri for once in your life? No.
Why would I go? Absolutely no interest whatsoever.
You are not going to give a yes or no answer, are you? You're just going to show up.
I'll give you a yes or no answer. I have no interest whatsoever.
Okay, I'll give you a yes or no answer. If you answer my question.
I already answered your question, bitch. You owe me an answer.
Huh?
You owe me an answer, bitch.
Well, listen, nigger.
Don't be an impulsive nigger.
Now listen to Rich's
question.
Don't be impulsive.
I answered your question.
You're an impulsive nigger now.
You owe me an answer. What's the answer?
I don't owe you shit. You piece of shit. What the hell do you think you are? You are nothing. You're in Vietnam.
You can only smash your fucking head.
You're just a big old fat mouth. Nobody owes you a goddamn thing.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
You are nothing. You ain't nothing. And you know it.
You're a disgrace to the movement. You really are.
You'll whine like the pussy you are.
You call into every goddamn show and fuck it up.
You'll whine like a pussy when I do find it out.
And just like when you called into the ANSSMC show, you fucking shut them down. Are you proud about that?
How did I shut them down?
Yeah, because you were bitching to that guy from Central Illinois. And he shut the whole show down.
I was telling SS John, he called back into my show. And he made it quite clear that a pig like Tom Bowie is not allowed in the SSMC, you know, motorcycle.
Well, I used to like SSM John or whatever the fuck his name is, SS Anus Butthole, whatever. But, you know, it's like...
I'll tell him you told him. Go ahead.
I'm not going to go to this show anymore because he fucking took it over. Every goddamn show they have now is you for fucking 30 minutes to an hour. My brother killed my mother. My brother killed my mother. The same shit repeatedly. Like you have Tourette's syndrome.
Your father and mother are more likely brother and sister.
At least my parents are still together and they didn't kill each other off.
Good. Here, I guess I found the pussy good here. I mean, it squeezed out you and you're a mongrel. But in any case...
In any case,
you pussies are whining that these people don't censor. And when...
It's not about that. They got to censor because you and your nimbus retards, or whatever the fuck you call them, you ruined every goddamn talk show. Don't you understand that? Are you that retarded to not see that?
No, seriously, do you not see that?
Like, are you that dumb? I mean, I know you're not dumb. You're not retarded, but maybe you are. Do you not see that? How most talk show shows went to shit because of you and the people who follow you?
No, I just simply ask questions. ask questions and
that biker show used to actually be, I used to love going on there calling in every Thursday night. And it was really fun. I used to get along with those guys, you know, like Mel and all of them. And then after a while, it just turned to shit because of you.
Well, you're whining like a pussy.
No, I'm not whining. You got your own goddamn show. You do whatever you want. Every Sunday night. Like, what, that's not enough for you? 5 hours a night? Or, you know, 5 hours. Two shows, 5 hours. 10 hours a week. That's not enough for you. You got to troll every other goddamn show. You know, you think you own it, man. I mean, it's sad.
He don't have nothing to do but do what he's doing. He got too much time on his hands.
So what about you, chattering clan of mamzers? I mean, what the hell do you have?
I got things to do that are important, but
like what? You're
a lot
of things. See, that I'm on this show, that I'm taking
a lot
over. The old Sticky went ahead and had technical difficulties, and now you three Mongols are whining. Well, two Mongols is all. No, three
what's
Mongols
your,
is all. Good.
What's your bloodline?
You're whining.
What's your bloodline? You probably ain't even fucking
come
European.
Come on,
yeah, isn't there someone in your family name with Samuelson?
Name,
I mean, and plus, look at your face.
Name,
you look like a
Boobie
fucking
Boobie
rabbi.
I mean, shit. Was Mr.
Samuelson?
Leave me! Fucking a snake?
He's sitting there calling people mongrels. What's that tell you?
I don't understand how he can call anybody a mongrel that he's never seen before.
I know you, Mom.
I want to see this piece of shit's pedigree. I want to see his pedigree. How far back can you trace your family, piece of shit?
You're running around hiding like a pussy. You don't even give me your real name.
Hey, Rick.
Oh, boy.
You know what I look like?
We know what you look like. You have a half beard and you look like a rabbi.
Listen to this fucking wigger dance. How far back can you trace your family, piece of shit?
I mean, the best part of him dribbled out for his mother's leg.
Oh, go back to Tom Bowie.
Don't you think it's a little weird? Real quick, everyone, shut up.
Don't you think it's a little weird, Martin, that your brother... Martin, don't you think it's weird that your brother killed your mother and then you admitted... Well, you admitted that. Your brother killed your mother and then, like, your grandmother killed your grandfather? It's like, what kind of family you come from, man?
I have portions of the family that do indeed kill family members.
Oh, my family's a little whacked out too, but they didn't kill each other off.
Your family being a bunch of Polack, you know, hybrid niggers, they don't have any money.
Mostly German quarter Polack,
mostly Polack and, you know.
No, mostly German quarter Polack, like I just said.
You have a problem with your heritage and your identity.
No, I got along fine with my parents, you know.
Well, no, I know. They don't have anything. They don't have anything worth killing anybody over.
What has your family got that's worth killing each other over then? Huh?
Oh, well, quite a bit. You know, I mean, you don't bitch, boo bros. You have to go ahead and give your asshole to the Spitz up in Alaska. In any case, you have these three tards, or four tards. And what they do is if they have nothing better to do, they're going to punch
yourself. White people don't kill people, let me tell you that. You're running like a pussy.
You are whining like a pussy, but I'm on the show. But you three guys are on the show, and you're whining. You're whining.
At least I'm.
Were you molested by your father, Martin?
I mean, that's a serious question.
I'm not trying to be an asshole, but, like, did something happen to you when you were a child? Did your father put something up your butt?
Brian, before you ask your question, see that bitch
here.
Because you're certainly obsessed with all the faggotry. I'm just asking you, did someone in your family, like, put something up your butt?
I'm sure the father of the new, I guess, were asking the Long Island Brian family. But in any case, look, I'm on
at least
on
I have
show.
A family.
I'm on this show, and for now, you can't censor me. I thought it was hilarious.
Well, no one's
so
trying to censor you, but I was just talking to Rich all nice and pleasantly, like a blanket out of the out of the dryer, and then you fucking come around.
Between your frat party, didn't I? Poor flower.
Yeah, I was having a nice conversation, and you fucked it all up. You know, you're good at fucking shit up.
Yeah,
you're like a nigger in Baltimore. You like to fuck shit up, man.
You four niggers are ganging up on me.
Now he's the victim. Okay. You're the victim.
Why is everybody always picking on me? Booga, booga, booga.
If you have a pig in,
God damn it.
Let's ask this pure blood here. What's your question, Martin?
Your pussy now. No, bitch has to go ahead and answer the question for you.
What's the question?
The question, bitch asked me if I would be going to the ANSF MC motorcycle rally.
I don't even trust them anymore because they let you on.
No, they don't. You don't trust them anymore because they won't censor me and because they won't allow.
It's not about censorship. It's just because they let your fucking ass on.
Of course it is.
Well,
censorship is a mark of who can't answer questions. You can't answer any questions.
What's that rune? What's that rune up there?
You certainly don't answer any questions either, buddy.
I only answered questions. You know, Shannon, you went ahead and whined like a pussy about how you'd give me your name, and I said, "So what is it?" And then you went ahead and yapped about how
I don't
give
my name.
That you gave it out, then you lying cocksucker.
Why would you don't even out? Know what a rune
you
is?
You said you gave it
this
out.
This pure blood, don't even know what a rune is.
Where do you get that, bitch?
Because he thinks Yahweh's going to come down and save us all.
You worthless cocksucker, you still owe me a question. Are you going to show up to SS John's little motorcycle meet?
Are you?
You ready for an answer? Are you ready for an answer?
Look, bitch, give it out here. You know, I mean, but don't give it out like you do your mangina to the beaners here up in Alaska. Just go ahead and yes or no answer.
Give me your answer, bitch.
Come on, bitch. Give me your answer. Yes or no?
Fuck you.
Are you going to go there? Okay, well, then fuck you too, bitch, boo bros. I'm in hell.
You're chimping out, man. Just keep chimping out.
Bitch, boo bros says fuck you. He needs it as an commercial offer.
Like a Baltimore nigger chimping out. Ooga, ooga, booga, booga, booga.
Speaking of Baltimore niggers, where is the Zog Pig Tom Bowie?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Does that make me a pig in a blanket?
Oh, I know, Zog Piggy. what sort of pig were you? You said you were a nut house pig to the
Yeah, I dealt with
people
like you all the time.
You know, I'm really starting
that's probably why he was repellent to you.
He ain't even white. He's got one of them recessive genes. That's why his family keep killing each other.
Recessive heck. It's coming out in front. It's out of the closet.
Really, Zog Pig? I mean, hell, you always were a pig. You know, your probably family's a whole bunch of pigs. I mean, hell, you're just simply Zog Rat. He's just a total cowardly cocksucker here.
Martin, I actually saw a few pictures.
Here's a good rule for the internet. Never piss off anybody more than $19.95 worth.
Real quick, Martin, I actually saw something like old white power protest, and I actually saw a picture of you, and you didn't have like the whole half beard going and stuff, and maybe you were a little more sane then. I mean, what happened since then? Like, you know, years ago, 15, 20 years ago, what happened?
Where was this white power protest?
I can't say for sure, but I know it was you.
How about the the March 2004 rally with Billy Roper?
That was probably the one.
Well,
I don't know. Did you have a half beard then?
No, I didn't have a half beard then.
Well, why do you have it now?
Well, because to essentially, it's to scare the fuck out of pigs like Tom Bowie and Big Kubro.
No, you scare the fuck out of society and little children. Well, you know,
weird. Look, you asked the question.
I know, but it's kind of weird.
I gave you an answer, and you little monkeys here won't accept an answer that's honest.
Mm.
I gave you an answer. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, here's old Zog Pig Bully. He goes ahead and chimps out and censors me. When I'm getting on old, Wailing Wallstein, I'm pretty well asking him questions.
It always goes back to Wailing Wallstein or whatever.
Over Rushiat Jew here, another anonymous Jew boy from...
Yeah, he's a Jew, Tom Bowie's a Jew, Rich is a Jew, I'm a Jew,
we're all Jews except you. Tom Bowie.
You're the only Aryan man in the world.
Well, compared to you three monkeys, yes. But, any case...
You're so Aryan. You're a Viking.
Are you charged on yapping or what? you want to go ahead and whine. You know, pretty well the whole purpose here, and that's why I was trying to talk to S.S. John.
Sounds like it's all he's doing is whining to me. Sounds like it's all you're doing, bud.
If S.S. John keeps following you, I don't know. I owe you pretty much most respect for him.
I was still hoping that Ben and Chattering Manzer would go ahead and... You're exactly right there.
In case, I wonder if Tom's show just before tonight, not because he censors everyone, because he censors everybody.
I said
that's not the reason. It's because there's enough fucks like you around.
Well, yeah, he has no answers to.
But now you're on here.
He has no answers. Yeah, I'm on there because old Sticky. He's another.
Oh, I think Sticky fell asleep. Don't blame the stick.
No, Sticky is just another one of you retards who, I mean, I guess
he's from Eli James or some other shit, because I never heard of him before. He was treating me nice.
Well, you're real good at telling us what we are, but he's probably another mongrel like you.
What are you, big talker?
Well, I'm whiter than you, bitch. I'm whiter than you, bitch.
I'm whiter than you, bitch. Come on, spit it out. You're whining. You're whining.
Old bitch, from what I gather, when he had a show against mine, he had you and, you know, just Kev and Fire Island Brown, maybe your Uncle Tom Dog Pig Boy, maybe. I mean, she had three listeners.
So now I'm Fire Island. I don't even know where the fuck Fire Island is. I know it's filled with fags, but that's funny.
Well, all you need to know, you can call me that.
It's funny. It's okay.
Well, no, it's Nimbus retards me with that name here. Nimbus has no respect for anyone. I will probably love listening to chat, and I'll probably love downloading it. And also, when I got my licks in over on Mitch Bubaros's, no, I'm sorry, his old Uncle Tom's Dog Pig Show. But what you do is that
you make it quite clear
that none of these retards have anything to say or to do at all. In the case of Chattering Ed,
That's because you listen with your mouth instead of your ears, you piece of crap.
Can I ask a legitimate question? Well, like, you know,
What is the question? I'm trying to go ahead and ask a legitimate question
without any profanity. Your show, Martin.
What are you? I mean, you act like you're the spawn of what? You know, stupid cunt.
I'm the spawn of
Willie, who was going after the mouth of Andre the Digger Angley, Filipino sex tourist.
Who was?
Remember, I never liked Andre. You remember that stupid bitch? What the hell? She was one. Do it for the children, but I'm not.
All right, well, whatever. I'm asking you a serious question. Can you understand the question? Are you white enough? Are you a nigger?
I'm whiter than all you three talk.
You're Aryan. I forgot. You're an Aryan Viking, but I meant to ask. You've been doing your shows for years. The same show. The Dick Dick, right?
You asked the question. I know, I called into it, but you've been doing that show for years. I have looked at Uncle Tom's Log Pig show. He looks like he has been eating.
But how long have you been doing your show? For like six years, maybe? 5, 6 years?
Oh, 5 and a half.
And these shows that just started up, like, a lot of them are pretty new, maybe a year, 2, 3 years tops. Like, why are you calling into them? You know?
They ain't gonna last. They're not gonna last more than a month or so. Hell, this one.
Well, yours only lasts because of your Nimbuster tards and your little chat trolls. You know, I've went into those shows. I mean, you know, I called in and I kind of feel bad for you. I honestly feel sorry for you.
Why?
Because no one else calls in except that Bruce guy from, like, Australia who's gonna marry, like, a 70-year-old woman, you know?
He's fucked up, and then again, so are you. I mean, you know, I am fucked up.
I admit that, but I'm fucked up in my own way. These shows that just started out that are much younger than your shows, why do you have to troll them? Why can't you just let them go on their own way? Why do you have to troll them? You know, are you that lonely?
No, it's a matter. It's a matter, like I said initially, and then old Uncle Tom Zogpig was busy probably playing butt darts with a Negro. You know, in Baltimore, whatever, he was gone for about 20 minutes. The whole purpose is to keep you pieces of shit, you know, locked up in your own little ghetto. I'm playing Cossacks and Jew Boys. I got about 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I got 10 minutes.
Cossacks? Wait, did you say Cossacks from Russia?
He's on a mission from God. He's on a mission from God.
What the hell is Cossacks do with old Morty Chomo?
He's on a mission from God, all right, but it ain't the right God, I'll tell you that.
I think you got that right.
Calm down, chattering clan of Mamsers. I mean, you and bitch, you know, need to go back
to... Who are you talking to, you piece of shit? You're just a homo. You are a fucking homo. Did you really kiss your grandson's fetus?
So if you can't keep that fucking yap in control, that ain't your fucking problem. That ain't nobody else's problem. You sound like a nigger, Marty. You're doing the same thing a million times. Ooga booga.
Okay, bitch. You're so clever. Anyway, I answered the question.
But did you really kiss your grandson's penis in his butthole or whatever?
No, I didn't. I didn't think so at first either.
But now it's like kind of making sense.
No. What you do?
I'll tell you what,
Mark.
You do not like me, so you go ahead and repeat that. But what I'm trying to do is
I'm trying to find out. I always, in the back of my head, thought you did that.
Well, okay. Think whatever you want. Like I've written on a few of my, you know, like
how many times has your own family brought up charges?
People like old Uncle Tom Godpick.
How many times has your own family brought up charges?
I got to make.
How many times your own family?
Are you
going to
sue Tom and Rich?
Hmm?
Are you going to sue Tom and Rich?
No, Tom and no, I won't.
One question, please.
No.
You're going to sue Fink and Brian Rio.
You're asking me why I quote troll these shows. You're asking as if it's your show. It is not, is it?
It's not yours either.
Okay, so then why are you bitching about me speaking on it?
You're just talking a bunch of nonsense, fool.
Calm down.
What if I called in and made it like, oh, my mom's trying to kill my brother or whatever that shit.
I answered that question. I mean, I keep answering these questions.
I mean, sure, I call in and I talk about my family issues sometimes, but...
No. Somebody like Uncle Tom's odd pig. He's a pig.
There you go again.
You don't let pigs or pig spawn live. You don't let mongrels.
What are you, you piece of shit?
Or
answer the question.
What
are you, you piece of shit? Answer
I'm
the question. What is your bloodline? What is your pedigree?
What is your bloodline?
Huh?
How the fuck do you know what yours would be?
Why don't you put your family pedigree up, you piece of crap?
Hey, bitch.
You ain't
nothing. Hey, bitch, what's your name?
You ain't
nothing. Who are you, bitch?
You ain't
nothing. Hey, bitch, who are you? Who are you, bitch? Who are you?
I can trace my family.
Who are you, bitch?
He's more of a man than you are.
That's your bloodline. You're a gentleman nigger. That's what you trace your line to, but you're not going to tell us who you are.
Oh, yeah.
Rich
is a nigger and Tom's a Jew cop. Okay, I got it.
No, old Tom.
You even said that Tom's clever or something, right?
He's just a stock, except in the Jew boy.
Oh, Tom's clever like a deceitful little Jew boy. Oh, yeah, you know.
He's the smartest of you. What, four tards? I'll grant that.
Yeah, well,
so that's why
what do you think? So what should I expect from Tom? You know, is Tom going to show up on my house one day?
One of these days, I hope.
You know, knock on my door with his southern accent. Hey, bro, come out here.
That's why I talked to John about. Matter, so you cannot afford.
Well, John must have a low IQ because he still follows your dumbass.
No, he has a low IQ. He's like Chris and Danny Mister, and he knows he
can't. Yeah, and he's related
pigs
to Pastor Butler. That makes it even more shameful.
Into a motorcycle club that claims to be Aryan Nation. He can't allow you critters in there. Right. Hold on, I got to take care of.
Well, I don't ride motorcycles. Even if I did, I mean, I wouldn't. Fuck that.
I sure wouldn't be a member with him around. That's for sure. I'd have to kill him first.
Martin thinks he's the only Aryan. We're all, you know, all of us were just mestizo nigger Jews.
I think the membership really wants him to come up there and educate him. I really do.
Who does?
I think MC.
I'd like to educate him.
The souls have got deep respect for this guy. They really want him to come and speak. They want him to come right in and educate him.
Who does?
The sadistic soul.
Oh.
They got.
I think he would do them a world of good. They're gonna present
him with an honorary cut. They're already working on it. Yeah.
Where did this idiot come from anyway?
Probably give him a Harley too. Yeah.
Where did he come from? I didn't know he was that much of an idiot.
What's that?
This guy Martin. Where the hell did he come out? What rock did he come out from under?
I don't know. I asked him one time, and he just started babbling. I don't know what,
yeah,
what,
well,
is,
that's all
what
is
his what his history is, if there is any, if he actually knew anybody or had at one time maybe had some influence. I don't know.
Well, Guest 16 said, "Brian, don't be harsh on the sadistic souls." Well, hey, I've actually been following those guys for a long time until like their chat. And they always had an open chat, but it just, you know, got more degenerate thanks to you, you know, Pastor Potty Mouth, as Mom of Three White Boys, you know, coined the term. Well, you know, I actually like them, and I'm not you know, denouncing them as a whole. I mean, I like that guy Mel and stuff, and then that guy Mel's friend who called in, who Martin got in a whole big fight with, and they had to shut down the fucking show the other night, you know, just because of it. Well, no, I don't hate them. It's just, you know, it's just kind of sad. I mean, because I used, you know, I used to like those guys as a whole and got along with them, and then it just went to shit like every other goddamn talk show. And that's why Tom's show and Rich's show, I know Rich is going to Alaska, but that's why Tom's show, he had this censor. Oh, you censor. Oh, you're a Jew, Tom. You're a fucking kike, Tom. Oh, yeah. You know.
Don't worry. I'd take care of Roxy.
Yeah, well, I hope you change your diaper well, but we were talking about, you know, this
you're whining like a pussy that your little card shows have essentially been, well, they're, I mean, all you have is a few nimbusters, and you have about five little people, and they're sucking each other off. Now you're bitching that the ANSSMC, I got John to admit, which he had to do, that pigs are not welcome. You know, pigs and niggers and
things. You pretty much put a bullet up, a knife up to his neck, saying, "Oh, Tom's a pig," and you know, I know the way you act, man, and you're very smart at it. You say Tom's
a
pig. You say
no,
Morty. Listen to me. You say Tom's a pig. You act more. You act like a fucking cop the way you talk, dude.
Being a pig. Well, yes,
but you act like a pig the way you talk.
I am indeed a sort of policeman here. I am.
There you go.
Oh, God.
I'm looking to spy. You catch her. So
yeah.
You can be disposed of.
Tom, the so-called Tom the Big Pig Bowie, he never made me, like, you know, admit shit I didn't want to. You do that shit with other people.
Well, yes, I get you to admit a number of things. That's why I talk to you. That's why I answer your questions. I'm able to take care of your insecurities. I mean, you are insecure about your.
You got all the securities.
No, you do. You've already admitted that you do.
Hey, brothers, I'm gonna go. I can't stand no more of this baloney.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Check no Ed Klein.
I don't
believe
you. Take care, Ed.
Rich, are you gonna have Richard? You gonna have a program next week?
Yeah, I don't know. I might.
I'd rather figure what old bitch Boobros is. He's sort of like
action. Okay, I'll try to be on your program. I don't get an invite or anything, but I'll go over there to see if you are.
Well, yeah.
Well, you always got an invite.
He'll go ahead and fight with us.
I'll have to just remember. But I've got all you guys all written down, so I'll know, you know, when y'all are on and everything.
Okay, Chattering Head, have a good one. I mean,
we'll
you're notorious
hey,
for being an idiot.
Yeah.
Brian, you see how this works? You know,
Martin, shut up.
I want to hear what Rich is saying real quick. Come on, shut up for once in your life.
That's right.
Martin, shut the fuck up, please.
No, shut the fuck up yourself.
No, you shut up,
Movie
Dog.
You don't own this show, dumbass.
See, actually, I sort of knew someone on this show because I was the first one to call in.
So, where the hell did you talk to?
You kind of crept out of nowhere.
Go ahead and write your real name. Go ahead and write your real name, and I'll think about how you
spell it. It's a Polish name. You won't even know how to spell it. Now, Rich, what were you saying?
Well, this is the way
Bitch,
guys
hey,
get
hey, bitch, what's your real name, bitch? You need to
he
answer
goes,
my question, bitch.
He goes after,
hey, bitch,
he goes
what's
after
your real
the
name?
Guys.
I mean,
you
come
know,
on. Are you going to go
after bully you
or fuck the salmon,
intimidate
bitch,
you or piss
salmon.
You off or manipulate
go ahead and fuck the salmon.
Oh,
you're
Martin,
another
come on.
Another red nigga Margo going up to Native hunting tribe here. They
Martin, are you that afraid? Just let what if Rich is the bitch you say he is. Let him talk. I want to hear him talk. I can't hear him.
Never. I don't give a shit.
He's afraid of the truth.
He must be afraid of something. He keeps blocking every goddamn thing.
You on me? You on me?
That's why I can't sleep at night.
Give me an answer, and then I'll give you a chance. I'll give you a chance to facilitate.
He's got all those drugs
Martin doesn't do drugs. I'll give him that. Martin doesn't even drink. And I'll give him that too, right? Martin, you're not even a drunkard.
Martin,
one at a time. Did you guys attend, not you, did any of you attend kindergarten? Come on, one at a time. Rich first.
I'm telling you, I know this type. I've dealt with this
type.
Well,
I know this type
before.
Too. Faggot red nigger has tried to pretend to be white. He asked
this
me
is why, this is
him
why.
Did you get a fucking
gap long enough for anybody to say
anything? Why?
Because
he must be afraid. No, he must be really afraid of Rich. You're not even letting him speak. Are you afraid of him? You're afraid of him. He must be afraid of Rich. Why aren't you letting him speak? I wanted to hear what he had to say.
Now you're getting on to it, right?
Are
that's
you going to go ahead and demand an answer for
Rich, don't worry about me. I know what's good and what's wrong.
Are you going to demand an answer, a bitch, yes or no? Come on, Rich. Can you say whether you're in kindergarten or not?
The truth scares these puny little bullies.
The truth.
He's a bully.
Hey,
he's all mouth.
What do you mean,
he's all mouth. I'm saying, you put a fist in his face one time, he's going to crumple like a sack of potatoes.
You're scared now more than all mouth, bitch. Hey, Fire Island Brian, ask you a question. You go to fucking kindergarten, yes or no?
Well, it's kind of to both of you, but it's because, not really to Rich. You're the one who's interrupting like a little cunt, like a little nigger who never even...
Oh, calm down, Fire Island Brian. You went ahead and asked a question.
To Rich. And then you're
ask the question.
And I was waiting for the question, then he butted in like a fucking nigger. I'm waiting for Rich to answer.
Well, then he'll have him answer, but old bitch isn't going to answer. He hasn't answered anything.
Let me ask again. Rich, what were you saying without any interruption, please?
Yes, Brian. I went all the way through school. I learned the English language.
I know you went through school, but what were you saying?
About dealing with bullies like this?
Yeah.
Well, how's it like you in this mangina? You only answered the question. The answer, yo. What about drug pig Tom Bowie? Did he go to fucking kindergarten, yes or no?
Jesus Christ.
And so who wants to know whether or not I answer?
Well, Fire Island Brian wants to know. He asked the questions.
Oh, in that case, yes, I did.
Okay.
I know all of us went through kindergarten.
No.
I was asking what Rich was saying, and then you kept interrupting like you're doing to me now because you have no impulse control. You're
it's
like a nigger
turn.
In Baltimore burning the CVS down. Shut up, dude, please.
Hey, bitch, you want me to answer?
It's not bitch, it's Fire Island Brian to you.
Hey, Fire Island Brian, you want me to answer the question? The way I went to kindergarten?
I don't even know what you said. I just.
Do you want me to answer? You asked a question. We got a response.
I just wanted to see what Rich said, and he probably forgot by now because it happened 5 minutes ago. Because
no,
you have no impulse control. Because you're like
no, file on mine. You don't. You essentially got to sellotape these critters off here, and I got to call you on it. Okay.
Now, are you going
to
sue
me?
The question was, I might as well, yeah. What's your answer to all the ills in the world?
The answer is that no, I didn't go to kindergarten.
It's not even what I fucking was going at. I was saying that as like
I have no idea what the hell you're going to. You asked the question about
I went to 2 years of preschool and shit. And I dropped out of high school, that's not even where I was going at. I was asking what Rich was saying, and you kept interrupting him like a nigger.
No, you asked if all of us went to kindergarten. I insisted upon keeping you.
Well, it's kind of like a play on words. Kindergarten. Since you keep interrupting, I'll be a nigger too. I'll keep interrupting. No, kindergarten doesn't mean shit.
I'm trying to. You asked the question.
I just wanted to ask what Rich was saying, and you kept interrupting him. Like something's wrong with you. Like, do you have Tourette's? Do you have Tourette's? Hello, do you have Tourette's?
He wanted to yap about how he was. I'm the one who's insisting that if you ask a question, it needs to be answered, and bitch still owes me an answer.
Jesus Christ. Can you sit down in, like, a little desk? Maybe you should just start from, like, preschool to first grade, whatever the fuck. I was asking Rich a question. You kept interrupting like a nigger.
I don't give a shit. I mean, are you?
I know you don't give a shit because you're a nigger. So let me ask Rich what he was saying.
You're a Polack.
I know. At least I can pay attention and keep my mouth shut.
Look, Firearm. No, you can't. Unless you're a second awful.
No, I can pay attention. I know when to shut up and when not to.
Then sit to the freaking answer to the question.
I was asking what Rich was saying, and then you just kept bitching. You're doing it again. You're doing it again. I mean, you're doing it again. I mean, I feel bad for you.
I'm being mean to you poor little retards and Tom Pig Bowie here.
I'm not asking for sympathy. I just wanted to know what Rich was saying, and then you just kept jumping in like a fucking retarded nigger. And you're doing it again. Again and again. Do you have any self-control at all?
No, I have plenty of self-control. I'm just simply...
No, you don't.
No, I have plenty of control. I'm controlling this conversation right now.
Then shut the fuck up and let me ask what Rich was saying.
Or what? I'm trying to keep you in conversation. You ask the question, you got an answer. Whether you want it or not.
Oh, man. I can't even ask because you'll just chimp out.
I'm chipping out, you know, dumbass. I mean, I did hold your feet, you know, your little hooves to the fire about, you know, you asked about kindergarten. I got an answer from Zog Pig Bowie.
I was saying that as an example. Did any of you go to kindergarten? Mm-hmm. It wasn't actually if any of you went to kindergarten. I said, like, if any of you have, like,
I took it. You know, maybe,
listen,
you know, maybe,
no,
maybe
I said something, now you listen. This comes from basic talking and listening. I said,
you're not listening. You're whining like a pussy.
I'm saying a few sentences and then you're bitching.
Go ahead and whine about something.
Okay, then you go ahead. You go ahead, enlighten me. I'll shut up. You enlighten me.
Well, I'm just care about people, he feels a straight way. No, I don't care about these critters. Is that bitch? Is he living?
including the time that he wished he was really
paid by God.
I'm
going to start smoking fast.
Five water, five good life. Here's this movie. Here's his favorite movie.
Sorry, now this is... This is even... Martin, this isn't you, is it?
I'm sorry, no.
This is even worse. Come on.
May as well have some music.
You know, I think we got to get down to the grid. And Rich probably doesn't even remember the goddamn question. I don't even remember the question, you know?
Well, no, I mean, shoot, neither did this retard who started this show. Hell, he's probably been chasing nigger pussy or looking for some crack here, you know? I mean,
well,
he's
26, you're older than my oldest brother. Nice guy. What was wrong with Sticky?
What did he do?
You know, what did Sticky do?
He didn't do anything. I mean, the retard went ahead and left. He had me muted, and then I noticed an old bitch booty was coming off. So I decided to, essentially hang up the Skype and come in as Dick Welt me. So I was able to do that. So hey, I'm able to torment you. Well, now it's two retards at his armpit.
Well.
But you did. I mean, I love it when old Tattered Flag, he was saying, turn off the goddamn thing.
A Tattered Flag? That fucking idiot from, you know, London. You must know that guy is a fucking idiot. He lives in London with a whole bunch of khakis.
Oh, you mean like Andre the Nigger Penguin?
I never support him either. I'm not saying I know for a fact. I don't support Andre Anglin because I was reading before today that he could possibly be some sort of a troll. You know, this Kelly Stormer.
He's a nigger.
I'm not talking about Andrew, whatever the fuck. I'm talking about fucking, what's his name, Tattered Flag. He's like 50 years old. No wife, no kids. At least you have kids and grandkids, even though they're not your own. They're Roxy's kids.
I'm fucking agreeing with you. The Tattered Flag is a troll, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I don't like that fucker.
I agree with you. Are you smart enough to take yes for an answer? You know, I mean, if you're not...
Yeah, I am, man. Are you smart? I mean, but you talk shit about my friends who are, you know, and I've known Rich and Tom and Wall Street. I've known, especially Wall Street, I've known them for years now.
Really? Do you know their real names?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
No, I haven't,
okay,
actually,
I'll
but
take,
does that really
that.
Mean
I'll
anything?
Take,
I mean...
That. You are yes would mean something to me. I mean, you know, so you something. I mean, this is how you find out, just like old, Tom Bowie, you know, finds out about the tards that he does no longer, because they know he's a pig. But in case, Tattered Flag, about a week or so before, was yapping... Do you know that Boob Washington beat, you know, Boob from Washington D.C. and
The LaRouche, I know.
What is LaRoucheite? And what happens is that, you know, I sort of agitated him and says, "Well, what does that mean?" Well, I knew damn well what LaRouche is. What Lynn LaRouche is a Jew. A number of his followers, you know, who followed that Jew and they knew he was a Jew, number of them went to prison for fraudulent activity. Now, way back in November, you know, I listened to Carolyn Yenta. I listened to Mona Montgomery. I pretty well listened in, and this is the whole purpose of these shows. In your case, here isn't so much to listen; it is to get you to react. But what happens is Tom Bowie, he's trying to regain control of the situation, and here's old Ted is like saying, well, you know he's a pig. You know he's a policeman. You know he's a cop. And then Tom Dog Pig.
I don't give a shit what some fucking whiny piece of shit says, even if it is true. And, you know, I haven't even talked to Bowie about this, but even if he said, hey, Brian, you know, I used to be a cop, I'd be like, oh, okay, whatever.
Well, then, hey, I mean.
And how about Rich? Was he a cop, too? Was he,
I figured out he's some sort of red nigger mongrel living on the, what?
I really.
He's going back to his tribal hunting grounds here. You know, at the age of 65, white men don't go.
But
there.
you were fine with Tom. You know, you were fine with Tom when he used to call in.
I mean, you know, into your show, you're fine with me when I used to call in.
And you know, before that, Tom was just whatever, and now he's a cop, and then I guess I'm a mongrel now that I don't call in anymore. It's like
you want lesson or you want yap?
I'm just saying my thing. I'm, you know.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. You asked me the purpose of, you know, doing these shows here. I mean, essentially, it's a game of playing Cossacks and Jew Boys. It's to keep you characters, you know, to find out who your characters are. And then, you know, in the case of old bitch Buberos here, why sooner or later I'll find out his name. And I'll just say anything I want to about old bitch Buberos. And then there will be his real name. There will be his real name. And then all these people, probably the rest of the Red Diggers, say, why are you playing Nazi here? Why are you playing white supremacists? Hell, you're not even white. And he will get a, you know, he'll get a hard time. But maybe he is just a wigger. The whole purpose is that, you know, I'm doing it far better for, you know, the resistance side, what old Tom Bowie is doing for the Zog Pigs. He's looking for names here. He's not a very smart pig. You know, people know his name and face, and now they know who he is. You're whining. You're whining about ANSSMC and about how you don't feel welcome over there anymore. And the reason you don't feel welcome anymore is that, you know, Butler's nephew has no choice. He can't allow a pig. He can't allow a pig into a biker gang.
If you're referring to Tom, he was allowed there before, and now it's just like, you know.
He's still allowed. It's just that he has nothing to say. You'll notice that when I'm about to get on, he runs off. And that's the way it should be. You know, my whole point is to keep new characters pretty well insofar as possible, I think, like Eli James, is to keep new characters pretty well isolated, pretty well named and isolated to where you can't do any harm. Okay?
Oh, man, what power this man has, huh?
Oh, yes, bitch, here I do.
Well,
you got nothing. You are nothing.
Okay, bitch.
You just keep believing that shit. You know, No.
It depends on whether other people believe that. I think I've given a rational reason for what I do.
If you convince anybody anything, they're more stupid than you are. That ain't much of a credo.
Bitch, you talk about how tough you are. Same with the old Ed Chattering Clan of Mamsers, whatever they are. I mean, he's a known retard. You were getting on his case for a little while. Then old Tom Zog Pig Bowie, I guess he was out playing butt darts with some negress or, you know, dunking his donut or something here. I even heard someone
who told me, Martin, that you said that I follow Tom and you know, I follow Tom Bowie because I need a father figure in my life or something. First of all, you know, I have a father and my parents, which is really rare, you know.
I've seen, which is really rare
in my generation. My parents are actually still together. I have a father figure, but, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, they used to have things like that, too, here. In case you're not the first...
Well, you're right. I am young, and you know, but you know, I try to, you know, it's in my nature to get along. You know, that's why I started talking to you, because I tried to get along with you. You know, a lot of people went around to you. They were like, oh, you know, I see them in the chat room, like, oh, Morty Chomo, and calling you all kinds of names. Well, that's not the way I came about.
I'm not going to call you
a fucking child molester or any of that shit. First of all, I have no proof. Second of all, that's not in my nature. But
let's understand something here. You know, a character like Tom Bowie or Rich Ubros here.
Well, there you go again, because I like, you know, I like them, you know. They're my friends. I mean, so I'm not.
They are your friends, or so you think they are. But what happens after,
they
talk about how they love the white race, but my white family was destroyed.
Did Tom Bowie arrest your whatever? Did Rich handcuff them?
What happens is that he will do it. They will do it to other white people they don't like. I mean, a critter like that, when you go ahead and hear someone call you a child molester, that goes ahead and shows that they don't really believe this horse shit they're telling. Now, Tom Bowie doesn't. He's a pig. You know, bitch Booberos, he doesn't either because he ain't white. But what they do is that they play this here little game and they run around.
White trash paranoia talking here.
I was talking to my friend. What happens is somebody like old bitch.
This is the subtotal of his education.
I'd probably skin out his rump and say, old bitch, for last year. Old bitch, he's sitting pissed out his leg, wondering whether or not he's going to go ahead and essentially fess up here. But he isn't. He's a coward. You know, that's what old bitch is. I've seen plenty of these Mongols come in and pretend to be something they're not here. They won't go ahead and, you know, hear more than head-shattering clan of mamsers here. He will find me his real name, but then you will. If you said your real name, I don't want your Jew boy Antifas on my case. Your Jew boy Antifas? You sound like Brian Leal. I know now that you're a Mongol. You're another little anti-racist faggot is what you are. Another anti-racist Mongol faggot running around and be a white supremacist.
Just a paranoid white trash.
That's what that Jew boy, you like James Carl. Every single time you call me white trash. That means you know that you are not white. You are trash, but you're not white.
You know, I was talking to my. This is kind of unrelated. I'm not saying, oh, Morty Chomo or anything like that.
Well, no. I mean, you're better, just please listen to me for a second.
I was talking to my friend the other day. He's around your age, Martin. 50. He has very bad, you know, health, cirrhosis of the liver, and he pretty much drank himself to get to that point. You know, a lot of drinking. And I was just talking to him the other day, and I'm like, you know, and I wasn't saying, oh, what's the point of all this being pro-white, but I was just saying, you know, I might just get out of this whole talk show thing, you know, and that's what I really said, and that's how I really felt, and, you know, it's...
Maybe that's for the best.
Look, maybe it is, but
no
I mean,
point.
I know Rich is taking a break. But, you know...
He's taking a break because he's going off to Alaska. He's going back to the tribal fishing grounds. I mean, shoot, why not?
Tom had his show, and I love Tom's show, and it just makes me sad because I used to go to these shows, like, there used to be... I think Tom Bowie remembers it, maybe Rich too. You know, this Renegade Broadcasting. I used to go over there, and there was just so many people, and it just makes me sad. I mean, I'm trying to come from a soft-hearted spot. I mean, I'm not trying to be tough and say fuck you and all that. I mean,
it's gone now, right? It's gone now, right? It's gone now.
A lot of good things are gone.
What
I mean,
happened to that, Bill? Year before that, you had Truth Militia.
Yeah, Truth
and
Militia. I like them too. And
it was around in 2011, 2012. Then Renegade. It went.
And ever since it went, it made me. I feel like I've been an asshole, so I might as well go myself, right? Because I don't like being an asshole. I don't like being mean.
Fine. There's no point. There's no point in hanging around a Zog pig. I mean, that's what I was trying to tell. Well, John, he understood that. I mean, shit, you can't have pigs in your motorcycle club. I mean, that's what I was trying to tell. I was listening to old Uncle Tom Zog pig. He's just lathering it on real thick here. And so I was saying, hey, look, John, you can't allow pigs. That's why I came up with that little dream about, me and Jim Floyd in the boat, and here comes the snake here, and then comes the beaner, and then comes the nigger, and then comes the Jew, and then here comes the pig, and, Jim Floyd, he draws the line to let the fucking pig in the boat, and, I step out of it, and I go ahead and I beat the pig, the Jew, the nigger, the beaner, and the snake here. You don't allow these creatures to come in to your chat here. I went ahead and told about what happened with the Missouri 20. There's no such thing as an ex-pig. There's as much of an ex-pig as there's an ex-nigger or ex-Jew or ex-gook.
If you just hear me out, it's like, I...
Okay, well,
like,
I didn't hear you out.
Just hear me out for a second. It's like, I didn't come into all this, a few years ago, like, learning about race and David Duke videos and all that. And sure, I know probably a lot more than, most kids my age at 21 about, different races and the Jews. It's just the way, and it's my fault. I'm not blaming anyone else, but I just feel like it's getting to me. It's not like I'm going to change my ways and go back and be like, I love Jews and niggers now, but it's really discouraging, and I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying it's this whole talk show and, just radio shows in general. It's just been very discouraging. That's why I think I feel like I just got to get out of it.
When did it turn bad? It turned bad when
I'm not blaming you. It's been like this for a while.
You were blaming me earlier.
For certain things, yeah, but I'm not blaming you in general.
Okay.
My own fucking fault.
Okay. Well, look, you're trying to go ahead and get answers. I don't know exactly who you are. You are trying to look for answers. You're at the age when you are looking for answers. You're at the age when essentially the whole world is ahead of you, and you can choose a whole bunch of paths. Okay? But, Tom Bowie, I understand exactly what the hell it was. I didn't understand at first. What the hell is he getting down on me for? And why is he screaming? Why is he doing this sort of thing? Now, this Rich Uberos character, he hangs around, known Mongols like Dan Johns. I mean, he's just looked at these CI shows. He wants to pretend to be CI. I figured out that he's not white. He's some sort of Northwest Indian or some sort. He's some sort of whatnot. That's why he keeps on going, what are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? He doesn't know what it is, so he wants to go ahead and try to, ask me what I am. And then, it comes to the mind, when you are called white trash, it means that whoever is calling you that don't like white people and thinks that the white people are up there trash is. So essentially, I figured out what Bitch Bowie is. I figured what Tom, or Bitch Bowie is. I figured out what Tom Bowie is. And that's the whole thing, is to go ahead and find out the truth. Now, as far as what your life is going to be, you are going to have far more paths when you're 21. And if you live to the other age, I don't know if you're going to live that long. A lot of people are not going to live that long because things are going to fall apart. But you may very well, when you're on my end of it, say, hey, look, I should have took this path. I should have took that path. It'll be too late. You will be set in a path. 28 years ago, when I am going with Roxy, and she's a lot thinner here, and I'm liking her pussy real good here, I never thought I would be essentially wiping her ass 4 or 5 times a day. But it happened. You know what I mean? Now, what do you do with that? Do you change the path? Do you walk out? And the answer is, I don't. These characters, they are not what they pretend to be. And I didn't know about Tom Bowie. I did know about Carolyn. I called her Carolyn Yetka before I found out that she was a Hungarian Magyar, but she never denied it. Neither did Tom Bowie. What you do is you find out patiently this information, and Tom Bowie does not deny his pick. What I had to tell, you know, Buckley O, SS John, is that guess what? If you're going to allow a known pig into your movement, you are not going to have much of a motorcycle club any left here because, hey, I don't want pigs around. I don't want a Zog pig running around. I don't care how well he speaks. I don't want anything to do with him. And pretty well, SS John knows that, hey, no pigs are not allowed. No pigs in the clubhouse at all. Now, here's old.
Well, it's not even really totally about that. It's just, you know, being young in this day and age sucks. That's all I got to say.
It has never been easy. By the time you get of a certain age, it's too late smart. In the case of, I found out a good thing here, and it's because this character, he goes ahead and he meets me, but doesn't censor me. And then I notice old bitch Booberos, he's calling in. He's not muted. So I go ahead and hang up with California. I call in and Skype, and then I have problems with the internet connection, so then I go ahead and log in on that. What you're doing is you are watching the critters. And old bitch Booberos, he bears watching. He doesn't need to be watched as much because now I know more about him. And one of these days, maybe I'll spend $19.95 and find out all about him. He's called me a child molester a couple times. I get to say whatever the hell I want to about him. That's what Brian Rio doesn't seem to know. Him, Eli James, and Spank. I just went ahead and added a whole bunch of names to that. He's whining about libel and slander. And I'm saying, hey, look, you've claimed I'm a convicted child molester. You've claimed I'm done that. You don't have a libel or slander case. And pretty well, I've added old Brian Rio's father to it. So at the very end, I'll have about 30 tards sitting around, and then I'm going to probably, you know, give some of it to Kurt Lyons to go after the Southern Poverty Law Center. I'll go after a number of them. What is interesting, the Southern Poverty Law Center has gone whining in terms of service snitching to the satellite company in Europe. And they have gone ahead and cut out the Duck and Don Black, and now they've cut out the Lens Show. And the answer is that, you know, none of these TARs will have enough money for a satellite, so they're going to have to go back to podcasting. You know what I mean? But, it is altogether Zog Falls Front here. So what you do is you pay attention to the movement. Now, as far as you're concerned, you're 21. Why do you need to be in this bowel movement? Why don't you just simply, you know, like guest 11, 16, 26, 22, 24, 25, 7. Why don't you just simply enjoy this for entertainment? There's nothing you can do. When I started this show 5 years ago, I was pissed off the pisser possum. He's a manzer. He's a zogbot. He's a doper. He's this. He's that. And then, you know.
Well, it's because I actually want to do something.
Okay, but then enjoy it. But think of it as entertainment. I certainly would not take a pig. You know, have you seen Tom Bowie's picture? He looks like he has just eaten a lemon out of some Shibun snatch. It looks like he doesn't like the taste. You know what I mean? I mean, when I seen that picture, shit, I seen life for pig. I was in the Army for 2 years. I seen life for pig. I've seen what it was. I've seen what Tom Bowie was and is. And that critter does not look happy or joyful, does he? You know what I mean? You've seen my videos. Do I look like I'm enjoying myself when I do them videos? Hmm?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay. Have you seen Tom Bowie's picture?
Yeah, but it's like...
No, does he look... Does that critter... I have seen Life with Pig. I have seen Life with Pig. Now, I've seen Life with NCO Pig.
He seems pretty happy when I talk to him.
Well, maybe he is. Maybe, but then again. I mean, that isn't what this creature is. That's why I was trying to tell, and that's why you're annoyed. Essentially, the SSMC, the ANSSMC, won't have any choice because, hey, the question is, you're letting a pig? You're talking to pigs? I mean, there's been a number of people. That's why I was thinking, is the shit, don't whine like a pussy. You went to prison. If you're going to talk to pigs. If you're going to talk to pigs, going to prison, is something you're going to end up doing again and again and again. Well, you talk to pigs. Your whole job is to weed out them pigs. Well, Tom Bowie's a pig. He's not denying he's a pig. He is a pig. Pedophilia. I didn't quite understand. It just took me out of, I have to be muted. And that comment, here is Wailing Wolf with Wallstein. He's a Lurishi. And Carolyn Yenta had it right. He showed up talking about silver and gold investments, which is sort of weird for somebody who claims to be a left winger and a Bolshevik or whatever. I mean, what the hell does a fourth position character talk about stocks and bonds and gold and silver for here? Shouldn't he be talking about lead? Shouldn't he be talking about day of the rope? Shouldn't he be talking about something else? And the answer is, he's not where he appears. And then, the question I had is, okay, do you have Tom Metzger in the bottom of a trunk and you're feeding him once a week? I mean, the thing about Tom Metzger, is that, shit, he's been rumored. He lost his Southern Poverty Law Center, and it was rumored. That's why he pissed off Harold Covington, because Harold Covington says, hey, I heard that half of everything you make goes to Southern Poverty Law Center. You're allowed to have the other half as long as you give in the names of whoever turns in. Remember you were talking about paying $20 to hear Tom Metzger talk about lone wolf and you're not going to be able to hear unless you give $20? What sort of lone wolf sends in $5 or $10 or $20 to Tom Metzger to hear about being an anonymous lone wolf? How are you an anonymous lone wolf if you're sending in money to Tom Metzger so you can listen to him talk stupid shit about lone wolfism? Don't make too much sense now, does it? If you're a lone wolf, are you going to send in money to Tom Metzger or Morris Deeves or Wailing Wolfowitz Wallstein? So, pretty well since November, he's taken over Metzger's practice, so to speak, for the past 2 years. Metzger, he's back in his hometown of Warsaw, Indiana. He went ahead and found a hump just a couple of years older than him, and he's probably sleeping warm up at nights here with the hump. Maybe he's not, but he's back to where he started from in Warsaw, Indiana. And Wailing Wallstein got it. His old Tom Bowie, he gets all mad when I essentially start ridiculing Wailing Wolfowitz Wallstein. I'm saying, what the hell's going on? Well, I go ahead and listen. And I say, shoot, what the hell is that about? Then I hear Tanner Flagg go on. Hey, I like Tanner Flagg. I don't want to get a trust Tanner Flagg, but hey, shit, he's sort of like the little dog. He was little yapping went ahead and found out a bunch of shit. He found out about Tom Bowie. He's going to go ahead and find out about a number of people. So, hey, yeah, I listen to everyone I can listen, even my enemies. And while they're yelling and screaming,
I can tell you what went on.
Okay.
I swallowed your venom, your hate,
mm-hmm.
your willingness to sacrifice every last white child just to be born. In order that you could torture and kill.
Mm-hmm.
I swallowed it until I vomited it back up. What you
okay.
heard was yourself, a vile beast. Okay. Descended from the pit.
I hear that.
And I know
I hear that.
You embraced it, boy.
I embraced the hatred. There can be no savior. You hate apocalypse here because you're a pig. You know you and your kind need to die. Your entire kind need to be exterminated. Your kind need to be wiped out. And in, you know, since I believe I'm an Israelite here, Yahweh, about, you know, an average of one every two or three generations wiped your kind out. But your kind still was in the bloodline. Your kind was still in the gene pool. Yes, your kind needs to be exterminated, and no white person can be alive while your kind still exists. So, yeah, we understand each other. There's a Genesis 3:15 hatred between us two. And that's what I heard. And once I heard...
You heard your voice.
Once I heard a spawn of fake piece of shit like you, going ahead, I knew exactly what the hell it was, and the scales dropped from my eyes.
So I had that path to take. I made the choice to be positive.
No, you didn't make no choice. You are what you are.
You made the choice.
I have a choice.
Negative.
You do not. You need to be negative.
That brings
what the hell?
On that race.
Your kind are the ones who have sold us out to the Jews. Your kind are the ones that protect the
white
nation.
Normal
your
people.
Kind.
Hear
no,
you.
You're not. You're normal.
You serve
normal,
the Jew
normal.
More than
no,
any.
You are a spawn of Satan.
He is your
you
master.
Are you a biological?
You
I think you're a biological.
Bill without even being paid.
Huh?
You bow and do the will of the Jew.
Bullshit!
White and
now,
normal.
Here was this Jew, Lucy here, and you were pissed off because I was probing him. You,
I told
the
you
Jew
the truth.
You
what came out of
Jew
me
pig.
Was the thing
you
I vomited
serve.
Back from
you.
You.
No! You Jew licking pig. You serve Satan. You serve
and
Satan.
Having vomited it out,
I don't really
I
give a crap.
I feel much amused by your antics.
Well,
you'll have
nice.
No idea how many white normal people
normal
I'm
people?
Able to reach
people? No.
Using
what happens, what
you
happens
as a
you run, you
rock.
Run like the pig pussy you are every time I show up.
No, I
and
just don't
whine,
usually
you
engage
whine,
you because you're
you
nothing.
Whine.
I just don't
no,
want to let
but, yeah, that's what that damn red nigger Indian bitch Boobro said. You're doing look,
I just don't
you
want
to
let
you
play you
know,
the game.
I'm a pig. Right. A pig like you. A pig like you. A pig, you know, I mean, look, let's not put on airs. We hate one another. And there is not going to be any peace until one side or the other is exterminated.
Well, no, I don't actually hate you.
Oh, well, I hate
that's
you, and I know exactly what
energy.
You are. Wow. Oh, yes, you are so good, Piggy. I mean, hell, maybe you ought to go ahead and eat another turd from that nigger that you got. I mean, you just have such a wonderful, you have just such a wonderful expression on your face here. I'm looking at you, and here you are looking like you're more at home with these riot pigs behind you than you are with the, what, skinhead tar in front of you. What kind of
actually,
was that? Was
would
that
you
a
expect
the
photo posted by an anti-white to be my best photo?
I have no idea. I mean, shoot, he's probably no more anti-white than you are. What the hell does pro-white mean? You
it
hate
those
you,
people who actually care
about
white people.
You don't care about
it's
white people.
Beyond
I
you.
Bet. I bet you have put plenty of white people away.
No, the only people I could be called to put away was I picked up mental patients. You know, those who were insane. Some of them talked to themselves.
Oh, I
even
see,
one
I
of them
this.
Occasionally got into a fist fight with himself.
Okay. I have seen Nut House Pigs. You're saying you're just a Nut House Pig. You were in the, what, an NCO in the Army?
the State Guard.
Well, okay, so you got retirement from them, right?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know what is true or not, but you know, let's say that here. I mean, I've seen Nuthouse Pigs. You know, shoot, they'll go ahead and give you a level infraction here for saying anything you shouldn't.
I mainly have been investigated to make sure the patients weren't being abused.
Oh, bullshit. When you go ahead and talk about Missouri Protection Advocacy, guess who
I wasn't in Missouri.
You're a Maryland nuthouse pig, or so you claim.
And the fact of the matter was, the place was full of blacks running.
I have seen from the other end. I have admitted I have been locked up in a nut house. I was locked up in the nut house in order to get me to accept a public pretender. So then that they could, in turn, have a little DFS, the rapist, you know, therapy here. No, folks, you're a pig. You're a pig and you're on the other side. You serve Satan. I think you're part of the seed of Satan. So, hey, don't give me this crap here. When I'm going ahead and telling people about who you are, I'm warning people about you and say, hey, what the fuck are you doing with a pig? What the fuck are you doing with a pig around? Do you really, I mean, you know, haven't you ever heard, don't talk, you know, I have nothing to say? Why the hell are you talking to pigs? The whole purpose is to keep your kind pretty well in your own little ghetto. You can be with old bitch Boo Bros. You can be with old chattering Ed clan of mansers. That's fine. But I know your kind. Your kind, you know, nothing's going to be better until your kind are utterly exterminated. But shoot, you still have them pop up.
I will do something for you that you might like.
You'll go ahead and die of a surfeit of nigger turds?
Oh, not quite that. But I will try and arrange that when it comes time for me to die, that it's a horrible, painful death, and that it's videotaped and spread all over YouTube.
Well, that's good. It can't be quick enough to suit me, though.
Well, it's not going to be real soon, but I will try and arrange that. I and you can watch it to your heart's content.
Well, that's nice. You know, Uncle Zog Pig. Anything else?
Oh, no, I figured that would make you actually happy when you do see that.
Well, okay. I'm hoping it's going to be a murder-suicide with all that Red Digger bitch Boobros as well. You know, that would make it even better. How's that?
Oh, no, I wouldn't commit murder.
You probably have. You just rationalize it.
No.
Okay. Yeah, you can trust pigs, can't you?
The only time I've usually been involved in a death was having a lot of relatives die or friends die.
Oh, okay. What to say? I like probing. I like probing. And, hey, as far as I was concerned, why, you know, I mean, I was sort of surprised. It seemed to come out of the blue. And then Taz Flag said, well, you admit you were a pig. And, you know, hey, no scale fell off of my eyes here. And hopefully they fall off the eyes of other people as well. You know,
surprisingly enough, mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be this clever, evil genius who tells people who he is.
Piggy, you are being sarcastic and ironic. Usually, yeah. I just look for the truth in whatever you can say.
If I'm so clever, and yet I'm saying this, well, the two don't add up.
Oh, they add up. I mean, what? I can just see a laughing pig like you playing most of the time the good pig. I can see your kind, really, really reeling them in. I didn't say you were a particularly super clever pig. You're smarter than Bitch Boo Girls. You're smart, and Bitch Boo Girls is smarter than that Ed clan of ass clown mamsers. He's a noted retard who runs around on Eli James here. But I did go ahead and look. Well, hell, you seem to be following all the CI Mongols, the CI dentists here, Dan Johns.
Well, I listen to some of them occasionally.
Okay.
But to a large extent, part of the list under my name is in case someone is looking for something in particular. And some of the list under my name is some anti-white media I go to for entertainment to hear them act stupid.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
I'm listening.
All, I couldn't listen to all of that list on a regular basis. No one could.
Well, you seem to get around. And what happened tonight is that, I've seen in the bowel movement. A bunch of little tars.
I'm not in your movement. Never. I left it because
Tom Bowie has said white nationalist on your little thing, so you're lying to me, but go on.
No, I didn't put that there. The owner of the show did.
Okay, well, I'm pretty well inquiring. I've been pretty well inquiring. Well, yes, the guy's a long-term plasmist. I don't know why he would allow a pig on there. Well, okay, let's find out. You certainly get around, though. I got to admit that.
He had me fill in because I have the same agenda as his.
Oh?
Yes.
Well, explain his agenda and your agenda, then.
He started the show because he wanted a pro-white venue. And the one thing I was willing to do was pro-white.
What the hell does that mean?
I know you don't understand. You know.
No. It means whatever some Mongol or pig wants to claim it means. Well, I'm just trying to pin you down as to what you think it means.
Simply that.
Oh, simply that. Well, yes, I guess.
What's the opposite of pro-white?
Well, how about pro-zog, like you, a pig?
Well, I would say anti-white.
What you say is a number of things. When it comes down to it, they don't add up.
Okay. Well, maybe you need to, they don't add up to you.
No, they don't add up at all. They don't add up at all. Here's this character. Tom Metzger has been rumored for years to be snitching out to the Southern Pie Law Center, and then all of a sudden here's this character who shows up who is also unknown. He takes over Metzger's webpage. And then all of a sudden, he used to talk about stocks and bonds, and now he's pretending he's pro-white, like you. I mean, shoot, you critters come and go a lot here. I'm pretty well savvy to your little agenda. I was just simply asking what you wanted to claim pro-white, and you went, oh, it's this, it's that.
Well, it's nothing new. You'll keep slinging mud until...
I will keep slinging mud until, some floor, 10 or 5 slung enough mud here.
Matter of fact, that's exactly how the term racist was turned into a weapon against white people.
Yeah, I've heard Utah japping about racist turning into weapons. I mean, shit. If it wasn't for you fucking pigs here, it wouldn't really matter about the weapons here. It matters about you pigs enforcing it. You know what I mean? If you essentially, first time a pig made a false arrest of the white, you skinned out the pig's family and the pig and the pig who sent, the Jew who sent him here, I mean, they could use all the fucking words they want here. Radio words have no meaning at all other than enforcement.
Oh, really?
My pigs.
The fact of the matter is the word.
The fact of the matter is the word is not a fact.
The word itself causes terror in every person without enforcement.
It doesn't cause any terror. If there weren't fucking pigs like you enforcing it, who gives a shit?
Oh, well, in the United States, in case you haven't heard, the police, the thought police, don't get summoned because someone shouted racist. Now, in many countries, they've progressed that far.
This is bullshit. Look, if there's any white man, really white man, who gives a crap what niggers or Jews or beaners or mixed bubroses or zog pigs think? The only thing that matters is whether or not they're able to enforce it.
And to, the way to end that
is that you enforce anything against the white family, the entire family dies. That's the end of it. No questions asked.
You do not like my associate what they've just called them with things like you.
Things like me, well, folks, I'm not the one running around.
Psycho.
Arresting people. Psychos. I was a psycho. Here you are, going ahead, use a little name. Pig, your little name doesn't mean shit. Giggle, giggle, piggy, piggy. I bet there are a bunch of people. Now, here they are looking at, 20 years to life, and, here's old Zog Piggy, giggle, 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 because guess what? He played good pig, and he's got people believe. I've seen your kind.
Keep insinuating.
I do not worry. I'll insinuate all I want. You have no answer to it because you can't dare reveal yourself. I know your kind. I've seen your kind.
Lottery ticket number tomorrow. I wish to be a millionaire.
Well, that's nice. That's nice, Dog Pig. We were talking about how you were yapping about how your words mean something. They don't. You're whining. I've heard the whining Zog Pig movement, and old David Duck. Oh, no, we can't use these words. All these words are weaponized against us. And it's just usually lying tart. I don't give a shit about what people say. You give a shit about what the police do. You don't get scared of my word. You get scared of pigs.
The only thing is, white and normal people know what weight to carry.
Normal people are white niggers who go ahead and follow Jews and Mongols and pigs like you.
Well,
you want to talk about normal? You want to talk about
an honest opinion of white and normal people?
Normal who go ahead and essentially allow pigs like you to live after you fuck them over. Now I don't have much use for that.
And thank you for expressing your opinion of white and normal people.
What pigs call white normal people? What a lying piece of shit pig. Don't ask them out. With red nigger Mongol. Calls, quote, normal people. Old piggy here, he had to give his little wiggle people's food here. You don't give a shit what these pieces of shit say. If they commit an act of treason, you skin them all out. And that is the end of that shit. Anybody besides one of them, you skin out too. That's what it says to do in the Bible. If you quote normal Whiggers, who probably aren't even Whiggers, you're probably Mongols or something, you want to follow a Zog Pig that's going to get you in trouble, go ahead and do so. I'm not asking you to follow me. I'm asking you to use your brain. Okay? Yeah, the meaning of phone conked out here. Well, not mine, didn't. The old Zog Pig hung up. He's still listening. Unlike old Edgar Steele, unlike, what is his name, Hale, like, unlike the rest of these clowns here, I never said anything other than hatred for these people. Show hatred, you're going to live. You show contempt, you're going to live. You run around like a stupid whigger, like a little fucking possum in the middle of the road, running around back and forth in the middle of the road, you get your ass run over. And I know what this tomboy is like here. I like to take tattered flag. Yeah, he's a troll. The tattered flag is really run toward, you know, run out in the open. He's really right there as a beater for me. He's gone ahead and got these critters to show their snouts and their manginas. And that's what you do. You make them show themselves. Listen up, Long Island Brian. You live a lot longer. Simply take these shows, these Foxy shows, as entertainment. You know, some little retard. He has a little life rune on there here, a National Alliance. Old Whiggerswell, he's been an Anglum Cecil Zogbot since day one. He ran around with this Jew named Benny Claflin, and then Benny Claflin ended up his ship kicked him out. So then he was forced upon William Pierce for accepting $400,000 of order money. That's what Tatsy Lane told me through David Lane, hey, $400,000 to William Pierce. $250,000 to Trader Glenn Miller. Why wasn't Pierce made to say who he served? Answer? Hey, he ran in the Illinois City for credit cards. He had these ass clowns running around with a stupid life room, and that's going to make them something. It's not. This head-shattering clan of Mamsers. He's a noted retard. He's a bitch booey. Bitch Boobros, another tard who hangs around the CI dentist, the wandering Mamsers, the Wikipedia talks to CI. So you have these characters. In case of old Tom Bowie, you know, if he wants to be successful, he's going to have to change his name and hide his snout in mangina. If not, folks, you see that pig heading your way? Don't have anything to do with it. So, took over a random show that isn't his. Yes, I did. I mean, if you're going to listen to Might is Right, you know, if you're a Might is Right retard, it looks like I have Might, so therefore I have Right. Outlasted the tards. It was a rather uplifting show. You know, it was a happy hunting ground. The Zog Pigs, Mitch Boobroses, Chattering Clan of Mamsers. You would never say that to my face. Well, okay. Well, tell me what your name is so I can go ahead and say it to your face, that asshole. Well, I already gave you my name. Okay, so what is it? I didn't hear it. What is your name? I ain't gonna tell you my name. Well, but you just told me your name. Why can't you tell me your name again? I remember Halloween night. Here's this Jew boy. This Jew boy, Eli James, Joseph November, Joseph Kutz November, whatever the hell his name is this week. He gets all mad. He calls me white trash. old Tom, Uncle Tom Zog Pig Bully. Well, hey, you don't like me. I'm mean. I'm psychotic. I'm dangerous. Folks, if you believe in Yahweh, you believe in justice, and you believe that there's going to be an end to the world. Paradoxically, if you are an Aryan Nordicist, a wokenist, why, wasn't that what their Baal religion meant? Yes, for sure it was. That's the old bitch, bitch boobros. He's yapping the stupid shit about, just like a red nigger would, yap, about what the Aryan theology was, what this life ruin shit is. Now, most of you retards just thought it was a chicken track until you were told it was a life ruin, didn't you? Hmm? You failed the white race. You failed the white race. Fail the three. Look, Long Island Brian, by all means, follow. You're looking for a father figure. I'd do better than a red nigger. A red nigger like what? Old bitch Boobaroff? I'll figure out what it is. I'll figure out that it is a... That's a red nigger Mongol that's going back up to the... Up to the... Tribal, it's migrating like the salmon. Mm-hmm. Working for the tribe. Migrating for the salmon. Trying to earn his BIA check. So I like extra skin. Oh, shit here. Weird fuck. Obsessed with my father. No! Hell, I'm not obsessed with your father. Hell, I don't even know your father. I don't even know what your father is. You have another problem. I'm going to... What the hell time is it here? When does stupid toy show start? About 10? Looks like around the toys off. I bet this stupid... S-T-I-K-K-Y. He should be S-T-I-K-K-K-Y. He's a little mixture of everything. Didn't know a damn thing about where your squirrel wheel off. Didn't know a damn thing about national lines. Keep going for entertainment. No. Let's see. We must rush out like we will. What's your Jew God? Look, Long Island Brand, I mean... Who is your God? He's lashing out the abyss. Oh, shit! Now I know what I see. He's like that cocksucker Robert Ressler. First time I got arrested. Yeah, these pigs. They go ahead and they read a little bit of Nietzsche. They're in the little pig brain. They got a little bit of Nietzsche here. And they look at the abyss. The abyss stares back at them. Oh, no. Go overwhelm his little dog pig brain. The abyss stares back. There's no abyss. You understand it's all about bloodlines. That's what old bitch Boobles is yapping about bloodlines. He's able to look at me. He knows my YouTube channel. He doesn't want to tell us about his bloodline. He doesn't want to tell about his name. I think Uncle Tom Pig is a Quaker. He might have some Mongol admixture. But the critter is altogether a mercenary. It serves Satan. That's what it does. And I hear all this one. He's the great son of Morty ruined it. Well, yeah, I guess Morty ruined it for you tards. Boo-hoo-hoo. 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 My father's found. Bitch is my mom, but Tuesday is Christmas. I did it now. Thor could do an even better job. Oh, shit.
probably what does a better job than old Uncle Zog Pig is old Nerthius. And the Swedish Nerthius, which was hermaphrodite. Oh, Uncle Tom, why, hey. He goes down to District Congress and he eats a lemon out of a Negro's fat old she booze butt here, and you don't like the taste of it here. But can you imagine what he would do if the Bruce Jenner-like who kept his original pole equipment, old Tom Pig Bowie could do with old Nerthius? Sort of like old Bitch Boobros. Bitch Boobros, he knew all about. He knew all about how the Jews ruined Egypt. He didn't understand a damn thing about Egypt. He's just a red nigger who read a little bit of shit, and he loves the white race. That's what he is. He's a tarred sperm fart. He doesn't understand anything about history. He thinks he has a quote right. They have his own set of facts. Okay. Why don't you call in next time, 27? Yeah. Tell them, Brian, hang up. No, 27. It's been going on for a while. We have this retard named Sticky. He loves this here little show he's playing at. What I need to do, really, is I need to probably hang up myself. And then the show will end. I'm going to go ahead and download it and use it for my own yucks. How's that? You're pausing for your part in this? Don't worry, Zog Pig Bully. Nobody went to prison yet as a result of your testament. That's what old Terry Grandma said. So anyway, I think, since I took over the show, and probably old Sticky, if he ever shows up again, we'll go ahead and see a four-hour show and wonder why, but guess what? I will have downloaded it. I'll get the original portion of it. No, Zog Pig Bully. You said you were gonna die. You said you were gonna die an agonizing death here. When you go down to District Congoids, this time eat a watermelon out of Sheboon's ass here. You know, ass and mangina. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and hang up so this show can go ahead and end and I can go ahead and download it. So anyway, folks, since I seem to have taken over, you know, thanks to Sticky, and I ruined it for Long Island Brian and old Tom Zog Pig who hangs around. Yeah, I'll laugh at these three ass clowns and a pig. You sort of think that somebody else's show is theirs, and I ruined it for them. In case, fucking over like a kike. Taking over like a kike. Look, Long Island Brian, it don't really matter. I don't see Sticky bitching about it. Well, Sticky probably had to go out and get some man pussy or something. Sticky is a chicken head. Sticky ran out and got some crack. Nigger crack and cocaine crack. And now maybe old Sticky might, well, you know, be overdosed out. And he left this free talk show out. Essentially, I got to fight with Chattering Ed, Clan of Mamsers, who is a retard, and even Bitch Boobwell figured that out. And then you end up having Redneck